about that, guys? Best Show's live. Once again, you can't stop it. You can't stop the Best Show. We're back. They try to stop it. They can't stop it. The enemies of the show, right? Head into full Nixon mode. Start talking about enemies that may or may not exist. But my friends, tonight, we have an exciting show. Plans for you guys. Mike? Mike? Hey, Mike? Can you hear me? How's that? Is that good? How's this sound? We have an exciting, it's the Best Show holiday show. We're going to have a fun night. So many people coming by. We'll have Adam Pally will be here. We'll have Mary Houlihan will be here. Other people will be here. Oh, just wait till you hear what this is. This isn't your father's Christmas party. Nope. Let's get it started. The phone number, 201-3-323-484. As the Best Show heads into 2016 for a final four-episode arc, we will close the year. A final four episodes, and then that will mask, they will double up as an opportunity to sell the equipment. But for now, the show is all that matters. So let's begin the show. The Best Show begins now. Now, here we go. Oh my goodness. It's the Best Show. No, I'll play that later. I'm not playing that now. Martin Courtney, I'm not going to burn your song like on a bad mix. You don't go with Human Eye. Martin, friend of the Best Show, Martin Courtney. It's a waste. It's insulting to you. It's insulting to Human Eye to play them back to back. What am I going to do here? Oh, my goodness. Hey, it's Tom Sharpling. I'm here with you. From the Best Show Studios, broadcasting, we have the Best Show Holiday Party happening tonight. It's an extravaganza of epic proportions. friends new and old will be here. And an exciting thing about tonight is that it's the final episode with AP Mike. It's his final show. So this show also is doing double duty as kind of a send-off to him. So best of luck in all your future endeavors, AP Mike. We're actually going to bounce him out around 9:40. He will not be on the air saying goodnight or farewell or whatever he would want to say. Why is he getting bounced? Well, I'll tell you this. It's over an incident at the Philadelphia Sharpling and Worcester show. He was selling autographed photos, which I was 100% into. I thought it was I thought it was a great idea. I arranged for the autographs. Right, Mike? Yeah. I'm the one who got those gosh darn headshots for you. But then I told him $10 a pop autographed. And I tell you one thing about a guy like Mike, God love him. You could take Mike out of Bayonne, but you can't take the Bayonne out of Mike. He's making side deals. I told him $10 a headshot. No ifs, ands, or buts. If they can't afford it, then they can jump in a lake. You know what I mean? But then I'm looking over there at him, and suddenly this guy's doing side deals. He's got people doing different things for it, like not illicit things, but he's just running a thing there. Suddenly it's like the company store. All of a sudden, he's trading in other currencies. Somebody's like, yeah, I bought one for $3, and then I also gave Mike a phone card. What? First of all, what do you need a phone card for? Who even uses them anymore, right? But that's Mike. God love him. You take the boy out of Bayonne, you can't take the Bayonne out of the boy. Right, Mike? Oh, boy, do we have a fun show planned for you tonight. Adam Pally's here. You know him. He's a superstar. Superstar. Got an official superstar in the building. Got Mary Houlihan, one of the stars of tomorrow, is here. You know, it's a funny thing in the Cliff Nesteroff book that he wrote about comedy called The Comedians, which is the ideal holiday Christmas gift, by the way. Milton Berle could not wrap his head around the fact that he was a part of that time had passed. And when he hosted SNL, he said something to the effect that he's like, it's exciting to be here with the stars of tomorrow. And it's like 79. Like at that point, they had been the biggest thing for 4 years. And then Mike is like, I'm Mike. See, I'm so ready to just trash Mike. I just assumed Mike said something weird when he hosted Saturday Night Live. Oh, God, imagine that. And your host, AP Mike. Although now it's Daryl Hammond, so it's got to be. And your host, AP Mike. Because Daryl Hammond's got his cool read on it. Vanessa Bayer. A.D. Bryant. He doesn't want to go for the boombastic thing there. But imagine AP Mike hosting SNL. We got a great show for you tonight. Who would be there with Mike? Chingy? Who would be there? We got a great show for you tonight. Sia is here, right? Then Mike would be in the promo wearing a Sia wig. Oh, boy. We got a great show for you tonight. Jadakiss is here. Musical guest, Jadakiss. And your host, AP Mike. Hey, Mike, do you see the picture on the wall yet? Can you come here, Mike? Look what got added to the studio.
Wow.
Yeah. We ain't messing around, bro.
That all happened at one event that wasn't the...
Hatch.
Cumulative?
Hatch gave me that.
Wow.
That's right. It's an autograph. It's the Goodfellas. It's De Niro, Pesci, and Ray Liotta. Can't say Liotta. You know what I mean? De Niro, Pesci, Ray Liotta. Nobody's like, who's in that? De Niro, Liotta. It's Robert De Niro. It's the guy, it's Dirty Grandpa. It's the guy from Gone Fishing. And the guy from the 1800, those commercials. You ever see those commercials where like, boom, 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 boom. And he's like, the one on NBC.
Jenny from
With Spike.
What's the Spike nickname?
That guy. He hasn't called in 9 months. He can jump in a lake too.
That's impressive. Right?
Thanks, Mike. We have a there's a Goodfellas autograph picture on the wall now. It's kind of trashy. Kind of turns into a little bit of a trash place. Hayes, the guy who does Hollywood Handbook, the guy you don't like so much, he, Mike doesn't hate him, but he certainly does not like him. I could tell. Oh, boy. The writing was on the wall with that dynamic. Hayes saw that, and he said, this is now officially a pizza place, because we have an autographed picture of the Goodfellas on the wall. Oh, we got such a fun show for you tonight. AP Mike, obviously here. Pat Byrne is here. We got DJ Terry T. We got Adam Pally. We got record mogul, former record and future record mogul and disc jockey Ken Katkin is here. Artist Jay Penry. So many others. Well, we'll bring them all in. And we got more surprises coming later. Shit. And we'll talk about tonight, best and worst. The best, the hashtag will do best show 2015. Let's just talk about the best and worst of 2015. It's been what a weird year, huh, guys? But we get through. We get through, right? We keep going. We stay on our feet. Best show, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom, it's Jared from Oklahoma.
Jared from Oklahoma, what's up, bud?
No, Eric.
What's that now?
My name is Eric, Tom.
Eric.
E-R-I-C, yes.
Okay, Eric from Oklahoma. How's it going in Oklahoma tonight?
Well, I actually am from Oklahoma, but I live in Arizona now. It's actually kind of cold here.
So you're in Arizona tonight?
Yes.
And it's cold?
It's cold for Arizona. It's like 65.
So cold that your phone is freezing and not working exactly correctly?
A probably.
Bad connection, bud. What can I do for you, Chief?
Okay, well, I saw this documentary about the Beach Boys and Charles Manson called The Beach Boys and the Satan.
Mm-hmm.
And this was kind of reminded me of, the thing with you and Google, but kind of the opposite of that, where someone was trying to get more for something that they had created. There were interviews with Kim Fowley. I don't know if you know who that is.
Oh, what an upstanding guy. He should have croaked in jail, Kim Fowley.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he sung his interviews in documentary.
Mm-hmm.
So he's doing kind of what I thought was the opposite of what Google was trying to do with you. And he was trying to get more credit than what he was due. But
phone's driving me nuts, bro. Your phone, that's the worst connection I've ever heard. Jeepers, creepers, man. You actually call other people on that phone? Best show, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom, it's Aaron in Trenton.
Aaron in Trenton. What Trenton makes, the world takes.
That's correct.
What's up in Trenton tonight, bro? What do you got?
Well, I could tell you what was up last night, which pretty much rounds out the worst of 2015 for me.
What do you got? Let's hear it.
I watched the John Lennon 75th birthday concert on AMC.
Well, he's not alive anymore, though. How he was? How could it have been his birthday? Wait, I'm a little confused. There are not three John Lennons, are there?
This was a purely tribute show, or a tribute in heavy quotes.
So he would have been 75.
Correct.
And who appeared on this concert? Let me see if I can guess.
All right.
John Legend.
No.
Oh, wow. Were they sure it was a filmed tribute to something? And John Legend wasn't on it? It's almost like they build the tributes around him now. John Legend has signed on for 15 tributes, and we'll get him. We'll get John on the John Lennon one. You turn around, he's doing a tribute to ZZ Top with John Legend, George Thorogood, yeah. John Legend. Oh, hey, let me just say the music I played. I played Human Eye from their album Human Eye 4. One of the great albums. It's a Human Eye 4 Into Unknown on Goner Records. The name of that song was Getting Mean. Can't go wrong with Goner Records. That's the best label going. So, a tribute to John Lennon. Let me see if I can guess who was on it. Norah Jones?
No.
No?
I think you're going to A-list with this lineup. I can tell you right now.
Ringo, was he a part of it?
In typical 2015 Ringo fashion, he was he appeared by video, and then they cut to a video of him doing the John Lennon penned "I'm the Greatest" at a concert from probably months ago.
Yeah, yeah. John Lennon writes a song for Ringo to sing called "I'm the Greatest," which is a joke because he was clearly the worst of the Beatles. So he sings this song, "I'm the Greatest." Yes, my name is Billy Shears, and it has been for so many years. Yes, I'm only 32, and all I want to do is boogaloo. Ringo yep. Starr, what a clown. Luckiest guy on top 30 luckiest people drawing air right now on the planet, right? Wouldn't you say?
I would say it's neck and neck between him and Mike Love.
Mike Love's pretty bad. Mike Love, though, with those... The one thing Mike Love is good at, though, can't take it away from him. He rocks a baseball cap pretty hard, right? You got like an auto body shop. You get him to wear that at a concert, right? Mike Love wears your auto body baseball cap.
He's got real estate, advertising real estate that most singers don't have.
Exactly. You put it up on that cap, right? You put this space for rent on Mike Love's hat.
With that like dumb
all right.
15 big ones logo.
15, yes. I was ready to push you out of the way, but then you said that you won me over at the last second, Aaron.
Ooh.
So Ringo Starr via video.
Ringo Starr via video. Which you would think would be the most troubling thing about it, but it might have been Paul McCartney's video that was even worse.
Hello, it's Paul. And first of all, can I say it's Paul McCartney? Yeah. I love Paul McCartney, one of my all-time favorite people. Man, is this dude devaluing his stock? He's just everywhere. Oh. He's like, man, he's on Saturday Night Live. Whoop-dee-doo. It's Paul McCartney. And I met him now. I might not even cross the street to shake his hand at this point. I might not even cross the street to shake Paul McCartney's hand.
Yeah, it's getting that way.
Okay, so who was at the? Who appeared at this thing? Joe Walsh?
Nope. Still reaching too high still.
Graham Nash?
Still way too close to John Lennon for this thing.
Howard Jones?
No.
Boy George?
Nope.
Eddie Vedder? Who? Okay, who was at this thing? I'm never going to guess.
Well, I can tell you who I think the worst performance was, and was a duet between Kris Kristofferson and Tom Morello.
Wait, how can they do a duet? Tom Morello doesn't sing. Well, I guess as the Watchman he does. My apologies.
They did Working Class Hero, if that's not too on the nose for Tom Morello.
Yeah. Yeah. Harvard. Guy went to Harvard. He's telling everybody that they're Working Class Heroes. Meanwhile, he's busy getting his ascots washed in, right? Meanwhile, he's so busy caught up in Kensington Square, who's going to wash which one of his ascots. Over this year, I met a few of these Harvard guys. They're perfectly fine. But I'll tell you this, man, they don't know which way's up in the real world. Dudes like me and you in Trenton and New Jersey, they don't know it. They don't know. They end up on our side of the street, man. It's judgment night. It's judgment night. They're trapped and they don't know where they're going, and we got them under our spell. Straight up judgment night.
It's true.
Yeah. So Kris Kristofferson and Tom Morello did Working Class Hero. Who else was on this thing?
Let's see. You had, first off, it was basically like 5 to 6 C-list kind of people, with the exception of maybe like John Fogerty. He was on it.
Okay.
And he did In My Life. It was pretty good. Mm-hmm. But then he did Give Peace a Chance. Mm-hmm. It was.
And did he say poise instead of peace?
I to be honest with you, I fast forwarded through
John Fogerty,
anything
give
I couldn't
joints.
Couldn't handle.
All we are saying, give peace a choice. Joints. Who else was on it? Give me the rapid fire.
Okay.
Give me some names. Give me some names, bro.
Singer from Train.
Oh, that clown. Okay.
Guy from him. Train. You had a guy who appeared so many times, Aloe Black.
He's the guy who does that song. I need money, money, money is all I need. That guy. He's all right.
Sheryl Crow.
Sheryl Crow, of course. She would be at an award show tribute. Yeah. Okay, go ahead. What did she do, Imagine?
She actually did there were only 2 Beatles songs. She did A Hard Day's Night, and it was great.
Okay, I'll take it. Go ahead. Who's next?
You had Willie Nelson appeared, and probably more than Willie Nelson was Willie Nelson's harmonica player.
Okay, that guy. Yeah. I met that guy.
You had, what's that?
Go ahead.
You had your boy Brandon Flowers.
Good. Well, that's a tribute. What did he do?
He did
Mind Games.
Well, he appeared like 3 times, but the first, his main one was Instant Karma.
Mm-hmm. Okay, gotcha.
You had Chris Stapleton was involved.
Chris Stapleton,
I like him.
Who's that?
He's a country dude.
I know him. He's a country dude.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's like the Max Martin of country.
Yeah, all these guys are, you know, they're all country. All these country dudes are always like, "Yeah, I'm a real country dude." Like they always like. They was like down talk the group right in front of them, like the crew right in front of them. It's like, yeah, these guys are singing songs about being on, you know, their tractor trailer, not tractor trailers. They're talking about their camper vans or whatever and knocking beach balls around at the lake or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then they always put them down, but then they do some garbagey version of country also. But you like him. So
yeah. He's good. He just was on Fallon. It was a really good.
All right.
Non-kind of country performance, even though country's cool.
I'll take your word for it. Go ahead. Who else?
Well, I did fail to mention the whole thing was hosted by Kevin Bacon.
Oh, God. John Lennon connection.
What's that?
It's a pretty solid John Lennon connection there. Kevin Bacon. What?
All
right, you're bumming me
and
out.
And like,
I gotta move on. You're bumming me out. I love the call. It was a great call, but the subject matter was bumming me out. Oh, 2015. Home stretch, man. Saw Star Wars last night. I'll say this. Ain't going to spill the beans on this thing yet. Beyond a point. I'll say this, though. They got this thing in every theater. Ain't hard to get a Star Wars ticket. Everybody's got, oh my God, will I get a ticket to see Star Wars? I went to that theater last night. They might as well have been showing, what's a bad, I don't know what movie. What's a bad movie? A bomb? Anyone? What? I don't know. Oh boy. My brain ain't working, guys. Can't even think of a movie to make fun of. What happens then when the old noggin don't fire the way it used to fire? Yeah. Plenty of seats available for Star Wars. Return of, what is it again? A Force Awakens. The Force Awakens. The Force Awakens. Star Wars. The Force Awakens. And AP Mike saw this thing. Boy, he can't wait to talk about it. I ain't letting him, though. No spoilers, man. AP Mike will blow them all. This guy's definition of a spoiler is different than mine. He considers it fair game. Couple calls, then we'll start bringing our guests in. How about that? Best Show, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, who's this?
It's Matt in West Virginia.
Matt in West Virginia?
Yes.
All right, what's up, Matt? You got to bring it here because there's some of these dudes, God bless them, but there's a lot of gray paint seeping back into the mix. You better, what do you got for me, Chief?
Well, I called in with a personal best for 2015.
All right. What do you got? That's what I asked.
I got my personal best.
Let's hear it.
I started working for a large package delivery company a couple years ago after years of unemployment. And this year, actually just 2 weeks ago, I bought my first and probably only home. And my first child is due in March.
That's awesome. Congratulations. So you're one of the people.
Thank you very much.
You're one of the people who won this year.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm not in that category.
Oh well, I started listening to your show actually back in January, and it was an interesting time to start. That's for sure.
Well, yeah. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad we need you in the fold. I could use guys like you. Good
well,
have.
I listened to, I had you in my ears, I think, for 6 hours today, two shows, driving around on the back roads
here.
Oh,
geez, that's bad news. I apologize.
It's better than listening to WTF all day.
Well, you find the balance. You find the balance.
I do.
Can't listen to too
do.
Much
I
of
like
anything.
Mark.
All right, bro, thanks. Yeah, rubbing his good year in my face, right? That was a straight up taunt. Straight up taunt. I bought a house and I got a baby on the way. Straight up taunt. All right. So many cool things going on here. Oh, one thing I want to tell you guys about my friends. I would like to tell you all about. I'd like to tell you all about Howl.fm. That's right. It's me, John McCain. No, Howl. What the? I know you're saying to yourself, Tom, what the hell is Howl.fm? Well, you listen to me, my friends. Howl.fm is a brand new app and website that changes the way you think about podcasts. It's like Netflix, but for podcasts. They got all sorts of things on this. You got original shows. You got all the archives of WTF with Mark Maron, speaking of what that other guy was saying, and Earwolf shows like Comedy Bang Bang or How Did This Get Made? New episodes released every week, dozens of original miniseries, audio documentaries, and comedy albums. A couple shows you might want to take note of. Something Cool. What is that? Well, it's my friend Rachel Lichtman does a show. It's an audio documentary series that focuses on underrated artists who deserve to have their story told. And the most recent episode tells the story of Carol Cleveland, you know, who was in all these Monty Python movies and TV. She was in the TV shows, and she's super talented, and she's kind of unknown, and her story was lost until Something Cool unearthed it. Terry Gilliam, Neil Innes, Lorraine Newman, and Carol herself tell the story of the woman known as the Seventh Python. And there's also a show called The Complete Woman, which is Amanda Lund's show bringing to life her send-up of 1960s self-help records. Those are the kind of exclusive shows you get over at Howl.fm. And guess what? Guess what? You get all this for $4.99 a month. All this content on your iPhone, Android phone, and the web for $4.99 a month with promo code Tom. You get a full month of free trial. And redeem that promo code. You go to Howl.fm.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
On your computer, enter in Tom at checkout, T-O-M at checkout, at Howl.fm. Use that promo code Tom for one free month trial of Howl Premium. That's the premium service, of course. You can check all those things out. Go do it now. Support the best show. And support Howl.fm. All right, let's go back to the phones. All right, best show, you're on the air.
Hey, you like Star Wars?
What's that now?
You like Star Wars? I heard you say you saw it.
Yeah, I liked it. On the whole, I liked it.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
What a piece of grunt.
What's that?
What a piece of grunt that thing was.
Wait, Star Wars was a piece of grunt?
Yeah, yeah.
So you didn't like it?
No, I didn't. No.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Tell you what, you can read all about it in my review tomorrow.
In your review?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you wrote a review of Star Wars?
I did, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Where might we see this review?
Oh, well, you can see it tomorrow in the Newbridge Herald Times Republican Herald. That's where.
Oh, wait a minute. You write movie reviews for the Newbridge Herald Times Republican Herald?
I sure do.
Is this Jeff Traynor? I'm a huge fan of your writing. I've been a fan of the movie coverage over at the NRTRH for years.
No. Now, this is Bert Morrow.
Wait, Bert Morrow.
Yeah, yeah.
You're the guy who's been covering like this long time, the sports writer there forever.
That's correct, son.
Uh-huh. So, can I ask why you are reviewing the Star Wars movie and not Jeff Traynor? Because, I mean, it's a pretty huge film, and no offense, it's a pretty huge film to assign to somebody who's not the movie critic, but the sports reporter for the paper.
Oh, well, okay, first things first. I eat VoTech elementary school DJs like you for breakfast, all right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Jeff had to go to the hospital for kidney stones or something, mm-hmm. So they assigned me to do it.
Uh-huh. Well, The sensitivity in the way you said that was truly moving.
Oh, well, I guess it didn't make sense because, you know, you couldn't see the Roper hands I was doing.
I couldn't see the what?
The Roper hands.
Roper hands. What are Roper hands?
Oh, well, recall the TV program Three's Company?
Sure, yes.
Remember when Mr. Roper would do that bouncy hand gesture when he was talking about his tenant, Jack Tripper?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, that's called Roper hands.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm surprised you're in the entertainment business and you don't know that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I didn't know that was called Roper hands. I thought,
oh, yeah.
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 Well, so you, Bert Morrow,
yeah.
You didn't like the Star Wars movie, and this is all going to be in your review tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, I'll read it, but can you give any reasons why you didn't like it?
Well, let's see. One, they really laid on the CGI or the digital airbrush, whatever that is, something fierce with Princess Leia.
Uh-huh.
I mean, she looks way more blastable than I've seen in these recent photos of her.
Okay.
And two...
Yeah, okay.
The closest these people come to any kind of space fighting...
Yeah.
...was when the Star Squad is in District 3 and they're trying to get to the Capitol.
Yeah.
And they get into a battle with those, what are they called, the mutts in the sewer system. I give them credit. That was scary. Full marks for that.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, man. Do not get me started on how high that kid from Cheers looks in all the scenes he's in. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's even wearing one of those hiding hats I see on these entertainment programs.
Okay, so the... Hey, Bert, I think...
What?
You there?
I'm here, yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know how to tell you this, but I don't think, based on what you just said, that you actually saw Star Wars.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Uh-huh. I think you saw the new Hunger Games movie, Mockingjay Part 2.
Wait, what? What's it called?
Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 2.
Hang on. Give me a second to Google this. Oh, no! Oh!
Hey. Bert?
What?
Are you okay over there?
Oh, damn it. I thought that was the broad who had the coke problem on the poster. What's her name? Carrie Fisher? All cleaned up and tight?
Uh-huh.
I figured she must be shooting some kind of, I don't know, space arrow or something.
A space arrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
doesn't that broad have wings in Star Wars?
Hey, can you stop saying broad, please, Bert?
Why?
Because it's really not cool.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's not?
No, it's not.
Oh, this is with the people I hang out with. Anyway, go ahead. What?
Well, yeah. Oh, go ahead. Sorry, Bert. Did you ever even see any of these Star Wars movies?
Of course I did, but just the one, oh man, what's it? The one where, what she called Chewbacca? Chewbacca smashes those ox bones with an ox bone and then throws the ox bone into the air?
Yeah.
What's it called? Star Wars 1 Operation Oxbone Toss.
And can I just ask, does the ox bone, cut into a shot with a spaceship?
Yes.
Yeah, Bert, that's 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Oh, what?
You're smashing. What are you...
I can't believe this.
What are you...
Why does Hollywood have it in for me?
Hollywood has it in for you?
Yes! First they do the old bait and switch with MASH by not having anyone from the original movie in the TV show, and then this!
Uh-huh. Well... Bert, Gary Berghoff was actually in both the movie and the TV show.
I'm doing Roper hands again, son. He doesn't count.
Roper hands.
Yep.
Hate that.
No, you don't. You like it. No, I'm teaching you.
My new you know what that is, Bert? That's my new least favorite thing of 2015.
You hate Roper hands?
Yeah, you actually, at this late date, came up with the worst thing in 2015.
Well, you're welcome, as all those tweets people do say.
Uh-huh.
After they say something that they know is going to bother people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So he doesn't count? Gary Berghoff doesn't
count? No, but I'll tell you what else. I stopped watching that show in 78, honestly.
Uh-huh. You stopped watching MASH in 1978.
I did.
Why?
Because I knew how it ended.
Hey, how did you know how MASH ended in 1978? It ended in, like, the early 80s. And, I mean, I know there was that one weird episode that only aired once.
What are you talking about? No, Hawkeye gets sent home from Korea. He becomes a screenwriter. He marries and then divorces that chick from Clute.
Oh, chick. Oh, well, I'm glad you're updating your terminology for women.
hey, it's your house. I'm trying to accommodate you. You know, it's like taking, you know, when you have to take off your shoes at some Chinese person's house.
Not even touching that one.
Okay. Well, look, he meets the chick from Clute, and they both meet up in Beverly Hills, you know, in this luxury hotel to decide what's best for their daughter, Kimberly, from Different Strokes.
Uh-huh. Well, Bert, yeah, I know you're describing the movie California Suite.
What?
Yeah, that's an Alan Alda movie. Do you know how movies even work?
Do you know how my fist works?
Oh, okay. So you're threatening me now.
No. Man, I didn't even want to review this damn thing. I don't give a rip about this space fantasy crap.
Uh-huh.
You dumb characters and their dumb catchphrases. May the force be with you. Oh, these Wan Kenzopi.
Wait, what was that?
What? Just these dumb lines from the Star Wars.
Well, what was that other one?
What?
You said may the force be with you, and I
said, yeah.
I didn't
you
recognize.
Heard that?
I know I've heard that. I didn't recognize the second one though.
Yeah. Oh, these cans one opie.
Oh,
these one cans opie.
Oh, these.
Oh, the yeah.
Like oh, comma. Oh, yeah. These. What's the next word?
Oh, these wand cans Obi.
Okay, the character's name is Obi-Wan Kenobi.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's not. No, I'm saying the line from the film. I've never seen it, but from what I understand, when what's his name, Luke Skywalker? Him, squat white robot.
Yeah.
And tall gold robot have stowed away on the Landau Clarician. Is that what it is? Is that three characters?
Keep going.
Land owl. The land owl.
The land owl. No.
Clarice Ian.
Just keep going with this bird.
Anyway, they go on that, and they come across a shelf full of cans filled with these magic wands.
Yeah.
But the cans are protected by some kind of space force field.
Yeah.
And there's no way they can be opened.
Mm-hmm.
So Luke Skywalker,
mm-hmm.
he turns to tall gold robot, whose nickname in the film is Opie, which is, of course, a nod to Ron Howard, who wrote the film.
He
exclaims, oh, these wand cans, Opie.
Okay, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
No, that's it, right?
No, that is so...
Do they reference that in that movie?
Uh-huh. No, that's stupid.
In any of the other ones?
In any of the other ones? No, they don't reference that. That's just...
Return of the Oxbone Thrower? That's three, right?
You're so off target on this, Bert.
What's the one where the oxbone strikes back?
Bert, you're messing these things up so much. I cannot believe how stupid this whole thing is.
I think you're stupid.
Okay, well, I'm pretty sure I know you're stupid.
No, you don't. I'm a published author.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that definitely draws the line between who's stupid and who's not.
Well, look, truth be told, my book didn't do that great.
Mm-hmm.
Football Follies, the book.
Yeah.
Yeah, where I just explain what you can actually see in those VHS tapes you can buy.
Yeah, I could see how that might not translate as much, especially in this technology. When did the book come out?
It came out in the mid-80s.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'd have like, and then Jim Marshall picked up the football. And he ran the opposite direction.
So you're just describing wacky football plays.
Yeah, yeah. The guy from Rice University was so upset that the other team was going to score, so he jumped off the bench and tackled the guy and then went back to the bench.
This is just
pretended
written,
like nothing happened.
But this is just written, though.
Written, yeah, no picture. I couldn't get photo rights. They jack up the prices on this crap.
Yeah, so that's why your book bombed. That's why your book bombed.
It didn't bomb, it tanked. Okay. Show me some respect.
You're right. Sorry, Bert.
Hey, speaking of football, though, I'll tell you what.
What's that?
I will review the hell out of this Will Smith film I saw the poster for. It comes out Friday.
Yeah, Concussion.
Wait, what's it called?
Concussion.
Oof. Okay, well, I'm certainly not going to review that.
Why not?
Hey, son, don't tell anybody, but I'm firmly in the pocket of Big Helmet.
You're in the pocket of Big Helmet.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. See, I write slanderous, often wholly fabricated hatchet jobs on those who speak out on how dangerous football is.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, Commissioner Goodell, he pays me 50 G's a year to make the NFL look good in the paper.
Yeah, well, hey, Bert, you're aware you're on the radio, right?
What? Oh, my God, you've got to be kidding me. You're supposed to tell someone they're on record at the start of a conversation. That's the first rule of journalism.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't think that's a rule on a for, like, I don't think that's a rule. That's not the first rule.
Sure it is, and I'll bet I know a lot of rules you don't, son.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like when you... Which is a flagrant recipe for dirty leg.
Yeah, I had to bleep all of that, Bert. Hey, Bert.
Yeah.
Where are you? I hear there's been so much glass smashing in the background.
A, that's none of your business.
Mm-hmm.
And two,
yeah,
I'm doing some last-minute Christmas shopping at that new outlet store. What's it called? You bet your glass it's glass, you glass hole. I'm really running up a tab here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm fuming so much.
That's the name of the store?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, how long have
you seen the commercials, right? You bet your glass it's glass, you glass hole. Now get your glass in here.
Yeah, the funny thing about that place is...
It's right next to the Donut Doctor.
Yeah, but it's in one of those stores that always goes out of business. You know one of those places?
It is. They call it the Cursed Mini Mall.
Yeah. Always goes out of business.
Yeah, because that guy got his head blown off.
Yeah, that might have to do something. That might have something to do with it.
Who thought that cannon was actually fully functioning at the grand opening? We know now.
Yeah, I got. You know, I would say live and learn, but that does not apply to him.
No, it doesn't. No, unless there's some sort of head transplant you could do.
It's like learn and die.
Oh, I like that. I might call my next book that, Learn and Die.
Uh-huh.
It's about how our schools are failing us.
Sure. Okay. So you're coming up with the idea for your book based on a title.
That's how all the good rock bands do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, being for the benefit of Mr. Kite.
Yeah.
Yeah, John Lennon saw that somewhere. I don't know where he saw it.
On a poster.
They didn't have posters back in the 60s, you dip.
Sure, they did. Okay.
No, we didn't.
That's the dumbest... You keep topping yourself, Bert.
I'm always topping myself. Oh, wait, do you think... I think topping means something else.
No, it means... Okay, I'm being sarcastic saying you
I was being erotic.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
I'm about to throw up.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no.
What, Bert?
Oh, my God.
What?
Commissioner Goodell?
Yeah?
He must have heard this interview. Why didn't you honor the broadcaster's code and tell me I was on the air?
I'm not, Bert, don't pin this on me. You called me.
Oh,
wait, what's going on there?
He sent two of his goons to ice me.
To ice you?
Yes. Yeah, Bill Bentecorf and Lamar Kettleman.
Uh-huh. Wait, isn't Bill Bentecorf in a wheelchair?
Yes, he is. But it looks like Kettleman is going to shoot him through the storefront window.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, he's got a wheelchair catapult. They exist.
A wheelchair catapult. What?
Oh, man. You know, I got to say, that wasn't so bad. Hey, Bill. You dropped that football you were carrying.
So it clearly was why. Well, I guess that's it for Bert Mar. Can't even remember. Bert Morrow, that guy. Oh. Guess they're looking for a new sports writer and film critic. Mike? What I'm going to do is play a record, then we're just going to power through for the show like nobody's been. Wait till you hear how we power through on this. You think we can do it?
Yeah.
I'm going to play something. My bro, Coco. You know Coco. Coco. This is a Christmas song Coco recorded a couple years ago. We're going to play it right now. It's called Christmas Time. let's listen to this. You know, Coco from the Etts and Parting Gifts. It's a song called Christmas Time. We're going to listen to it right now, and then we'll be back with the Cavalcade of Stars.
Christmas time is on the line, and I don't wanna go. The year end reminds of all the crime and how I've yet to go. What should be a time when everything is bright? What should be a good day for all isn't anymore and won't be again. Christmas time won't be denied. You know you just can't win. You can't run or hide. You know I've tried, and here it comes again. We don't get the right to put up any fight. What you dread the most always comes, and as before, so again. Christmas time is on the line, and I don't want to go.
Oh, that's Coco Hames. That's not released anywhere. You can only get that on the Best Show. It's like a Best Show exclusive. Oh, play it again. Oh, my God. It's like I need one of those like sirens that go like, you know, Best Show exclusive. Yeah. You know when they do that on records?
Tom Sharpling!
Yeah. Who's in the studio now? Oh my God, it's Adam Pally is here. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for coming.
All right, thank you so much for having me. This is really fun.
It's exciting. We'll get ready for that to stop.
I'm in the octagon.
You're in the octagon. Now you're here.
Yes.
For people who... Yes, of course, you can take a picture.
Yeah.
Just don't geo-track it.
So much geo-tracking warning.
I know. Now, for people who are like, who is Adam Pally? I'm like, well, you, first of all, you know who he is. He's the dude from, what do people know you most from? Happy Endings?
Yeah, I would say Happy Endings or the Mindy Project, probably, yeah.
Mindy Project you've been on for the last couple of years.
Yes, yeah.
And Happy Endings was for a few years, right?
Yeah, of 3 years, yeah.
3 years.
Yeah.
And then you're here with your cousin.
That's correct, yeah.
It's Ken Katkin.
I am here.
Get up on the mic. Come on.
I'm trying to. Yeah.
Come on, Kenneth. Kenneth, you're embarrassing me.
How about that? Let's try that now.
Let's try that now. There we are.
So much better. There you go.
All right. This is the craziest story ever. This is like, it starts like this. I know Ken from a million years ago because Ken ran a record label called Trash Flow Records, where he put out the first records by King Kong and Love Child, some of my all-time favorite bands.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Tom.
And then some other releases that were...
You consider them lesser releases.
Lesser, but I'm not going to put... Like, I like Babylon Dance Band a whole lot, too. That was one of the great ones also.
Yeah.
There was a couple duds in there. What else were what were some of the duds? You can say it now. Now that everything's out of print, what were
I mean, what's the big one?
Trashflow Records had no duds. You might be thinking of other labels I worked at.
Right. Yeah. So I'm friends. So here's how this story goes. I'm friends with Ken. And then I become a fan of Adam Pally. And then one day, Ken says to me.
I said, my cousin Adam is very impressed that I know you, Tom.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true.
Which made it, first of all, weird that you're, I don't know how I would come up at anything you guys would be doing. Would you throw my name around at family functions?
Yes. Well, first of all, I will say this. Kenneth is always dying for me to think he's cool since I was a little boy.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, is that not true, Kenneth?
Maybe, yeah. It's probably true, yeah.
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 So, and I always, you know, thought he was not cool.
Yeah.
I always thought he's the biggest dork. And if you guys can't, I feel like for listeners, if they, a lot of them probably know him because your listeners probably know who he is because he is really cool. But like if they could hear his voice and match it to a face, it would actually turn out to look exactly like this. He's like a stereotypical Jewish. He's like a cartoon. It's a Hitler Youth cartoon.
And Ken.
Yeah.
One of the other things, you were part of my formative years in the fact that you did radio at WPRB.
Yeah.
Princeton Station. And then WFMU.
Yeah.
And I used to.
You used to call yourself Lewis.
And prank phone prank call too.
Prank phone call me.
Yeah.
And you would call me Kratkin.
Yeah.
And
be unrelentingly pester you.
Yeah.
And then you got a job running Homestead Records.
Right, but you knew me even before that. Yeah.
But you took over Homestead Records after Gerard Cosloy. He had, it's like Dinosaur and Sonic Youth and Volcano Sons and who else was on his watch there? Live Skull.
Yeah, and Big Black. Naked Ray Gun.
Naked, yeah.
Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Yeah. Mm. And then Ken slid in and it was Weird Paul and.
I know, you love Weird Paul.
Bo Deco.
Yeah.
And. What other things?
Love Child, King Kong, Seam, The Dentist, Cake Kitchen.
You put out a ton of great stuff.
Thank you, Tom.
So I knew Ken as a record mogul.
Yeah. And I knew you then as the publisher of 18 Wheeler.
A fanzine, yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But now look at us.
Yeah.
I harassed you on the radio. You helped me get my muscles in shape. And then meanwhile, you've got your little cousin. He's like watching his big cousin. What, bring weird records? We bring records and be like...
Yeah, he would. No, Kenneth, it was weird. It was like there were two sides of my family, and Kenneth was on this one side that was like the smart side. Like, Kenneth and his sister are smart. They went to Princeton, like geniuses.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this other side of the same family,
yeah,
Kakken family, who is like my side, who are all like borderline retarded. And so Kenneth always, like, he was a genius and you knew it and everyone would talk about how he was smart, but it was always about his pranks.
Yeah.
His legendary, to me, I told you before, to me, he was like a Jewish Ferris Bueller, when I was growing up. And his parents would, who are both psychologists and like crazy smart people, would love to tell you not about his grades or the fact that he's gotten Princeton or anything. They just tell you about the fact that like how he got the principal of his school to once pay him $500. Like, you know, like all
that
these crazy.
No, I don't think
But you, I don't know what there's a million crazy high school pranks that you pulled. Some that I emulated.
Yeah. I did pranks in high school, but I didn't get $500 out of Princeton.
But they were like weird. Your things were like weird. You were like a psychotic where you'd be like, I found a loophole that I could drive a vehicle on Princeton campus and deliver pizza.
I did do that. That's the truth.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that.
You know, in a lot of ways, he was Nathan for you.
You were
in
Nathan.
A lot of ways.
The
real life Nathan for you.
Yeah. You're like, you're just like the guy who is, you're like that Kramer dude who like gives tours in New York. Kenny Kramer. But you, because you'd be like, yeah, when I was at Princeton, only students could drive vehicles on campus. And I figured the loophole was I'm the only one who could deliver pizzas directly to dorm rooms.
You remember that, Tom. That is, it's true. That's all true. Yeah.
What was the one, the infamous one in the family that your mom... that your mom still talks about.
There's several.
What's the big one?
With the teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a teacher who was he had only one leg. He had a peg leg. And his name was, he had a Polish name. His name was Nosek, N-O-C-E-K. And so on open house night, you know, the parents go in to meet all the teachers. So I had to write down for my mother, like, the names in the classrooms and this and that. And so I just wrote his name down as Mr. No Leg. And so she goes in there, and he's sitting behind a desk, of course, because he didn't want to show off his peg leg. And he's, you know, giving the spiel to the class. And then my mom goes up at the end and says, "Oh, you must be Mr. No Leg." And he's like, "Oh, you must be Mrs. Katkin." You know, yeah. So she likes to tell that story, I guess.
Wow, yeah, that's a toughie too, because that is mean spirited.
Yeah,
mean spirited at a young age.
There's a definite edge.
Yeah.
That, I Ken. Like it. I like that. I love it.
Ken, what is it like to take? Like, Ken is so. You're so dominating in your own way. You become like, you have like an actual star here, and everybody's now following the lead of.
Yeah,
I got to tell you, it is not like that in our family. Like, he's so Ken. You're so benign.
You know, I tried to when you were like starting out, Adam. I thought help you by saying, you know, I'll introduce you to this. Genius comedy writer, I know Tom Sharpling.
Yeah,
and
but you were like,
I don't want to meet a guy like that.
Dick about it, yeah.
Look, I couldn't have done anything for you.
Well, I kind of knew that. I knew that, and also, you know, first of all, anytime Kenneth and I are together, usually there's a million other family members around, and they're all. I mean, you tell your you go to a Passover Seder, and you're like, I'm an actor.
Mm-hmm.
And you haven't been in anything. That's like the worst. It's a literal nightmare, and it is. And so everybody there is going. You know, I have a friend.
Yeah.
Who, his daughter goes to school with Judd Apatow's daughters, and you know, those Apatow girls in a couple of years are going to be very powerful. And like, and so you have to, the whole time have to be like, oh, thank you, but you know, I'm okay. I'm doing okay. And so I feel like by the time Kenneth got to me at the Seder and was like, you got to meet my friend Tom Sharpling, I was like, Kenneth, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out myself. Yeah. Because you can't let your relatives.
Right.
Because it's just like, I wouldn't. I've had family members be like, oh, you got to meet the guy who has a screenplay. It's like, first of all, I don't run a studio. Like, what am I going to do? I'm green lighting this. Let's green light it.
And can you imagine that altercation would have been so awful? I would have been like, hey, my name is Adam. How do I know you? Oh, my cousin Kenneth, I guess. Oh, yeah, I know Kenneth.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, like, and then there would have been like a 15-minute pause.
Because we'd be like, so what are we doing?
Yeah, we both would have been like,
yeah. I can't do anything for you.
Okay, I got that. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. So, you did that, though. Did you were here in New York. You grew up in New Jersey?
I did. I grew up, for the most part, in Livingston, New Jersey.
Okay, yes. Short Hills Mall?
Oh, yeah.
Helipad? On the roof? You ever see the helipad?
I never saw the helipad. I never saw it in action.
Isn't that crazy, though? It's this mall for people who don't know.
It's the rich people's mall.
Yeah. It's the mall that... The people with rich people in New Jersey and then rich people from New York go to the Short Hills Mall when they just want to go to a mall.
To spend their money. Yeah.
Because it's all.
Well, there's no taxes.
In the Short Hills Mall?
In the Short Hills Mall. The New Jersey taxes on shopping is like none, and New York is 8%.
Yeah. So you save money, but it also, every store is just a high-end store.
Yeah.
They would have like, I was there a year ago, and they just had I looked in a store, and it was just like a Tesla was set up in there.
Yeah, they have a Tesla store.
So the idea of just like, the idea of going to the mall, and it's usually like Spencer's Gifts. You look in, and you see like a Jennifer Lawrence poster or something, but there you see like, oh no, it's a Tesla. They actually have a store with a car in it that you can just look at.
But there is also still in the Short Hills Mall like a Mrs. Fields cookies.
Yeah.
So there's like a place you can get a Tesla and also a place you can get second rate
just the
crap cookies.
Yeah. Like, just the overheated
white chocolate and macadamia crap.
Yeah, just so sugary. Like, yeah. Or they're just like, just put more sugar.
Or just like a big pie of what is basically like a chocolate chip cookie that wasn't put into smaller circles. Uh-huh. Just like dumped on a tray. And then they put like some frosting on, like, happy birthday, Chad.
Yeah, the birthday cookie. I always wanted a birthday cookie. No one ever got me a birthday.
I was one that I would walk by that and be like, thank God no one ever got me a birthday cookie. Then I have to be like, oh, thank you.
Yeah. Birthday cookie seems like an office type thing. That yeah. You'd be like, we got you a birthday cookie because yeah. They're $7.
Yeah. Are you sure you're not coming down to Outback with everybody yeah. for... Jerry's yeah. birthday. We got a birthday cookie.
Yeah. No. I'm good.
All right. Your loss. Your loss.
Oh yeah. It's my loss. No birthday cookie. Yeah. I'll just grab a piece. Go back to my office.
That's okay. Hey man, it's Jack Daniel's Sunday.
At Outback Steakhouse. So you, New Jersey, you started going into New York.
Yes.
And got into the whole UCB scene.
Yeah. At a young age, my parents took me. Into New York. Actually, the first improv show I ever saw was at the Chicago City Limits.
Okay.
Do you remember that place? It was like next to, across the street from Dangerfields on 59th and 1st.
I don't.
Oh, it was, real bad.
Okay.
It was what? Like, it was like a mix of like short form and bad, but there were a couple people at Chicago City Limits, mm-hmm. Specifically Andy Daly.
Okay.
And Paul Scheer.
Sure.
And so I identified them as funny, and then as I kind of was nerdy and doing comedy, I was doing like my own sketches on the TV, on like the TV channel.
Sure.
AM
sure.
Wired. Mm-hmm. In Livingston, and I was nerdy, and I found out that those guys also were part of the UCB, and so I started going in when I was like 16, 17, seeing some UCB shows. And then I went to college, then I went to University of Arizona because I was like, I want to party and go to college.
Uh-huh.
And then when I moved back, that didn't work. Kenneth, you want to shut that door? I see Tom getting frustrated.
See, you have empathy. You saw.
Oh,
I was just getting, I was like.
Don't expect don't expect my cousin to pick up on social cues. But yeah, so then I went to college in Arizona, and I didn't graduate from there because literally no one does. And then I came back to New York, and when the first day I moved back to New York, they had opened the Chelsea Theater, and I was like online in classes, and yeah. I was 19, and it was just like go.
Yeah. And then you've just been powering through ever since.
I wouldn't call it an easy road. I'm 34.
It's been a straight shot to the top.
Yeah.
Just
but
greased.
Yeah, yeah. Greased lightning is what they call my career. Yeah. But it would definitely, I was not the type of person that was like, just knew that I could do it without being around a bunch of people that could do it.
Yeah. You know. So the people you, like Andy Daly and Paul Scheer, were the people who made that splash for you first?
Yeah, a couple people. I mean, like the first show I ever saw was Andy Daly, and that like got me kind of hooked. And mm-hmm. and his album later when I was older is incredibly huge for me.
Oh, yeah. The Nine Sweaters.
Nine Sweaters is amazing. Yeah, I'm getting to work with him now. It's awesome. And
what are you working on?
A kids movie. We're doing a kids movie, but it's still any second that I get with him is like amazing. You know?
Yeah.
And then Paul was my level two teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like all those guys, and Hubel and Riggle were like, they had a sketch show that we went to Aspen called, Kung Fu Grip, which literally like, I would say that most of my inflections and the way I talk are formed from seeing that show.
Sure. Isn't it crazy when those things like that, like I remember when UCB, when they did Saigon Suicide Squad.
Oh my God.
Was their
yeah.
show. And I would just go watch it week after week. I would just go.
Yeah.
Just see. I must have seen that 8 times.
Yeah. Cowboy and John, Curtis Gwynn and John
sure.
Gamberling.
Yep. Yep.
They had a sketch show that, I knew every word to, they had a sketch called Carol that like, was probably the funniest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. And now John and they're two of my best friends, and my kid is best friends. My kids are best friends with John's mm-hmm. kids. It's pretty weird, but crazy. But those two guys specifically, and then on their tail, like Jackie Clark and, really specifically Brett Gelman and John Daly.
Sure.
Were really, really, big for me. I'm trying to think. I'm sure I've missed names. Mandzukas.
But look how that whole crop of people works now like crazy, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't it amazing to be in a place like where you're at the nexus of where it's all people who are meant to go up?
Yeah, it's kind of like right? Kenneth and his record label.
Yeah. it's like Trash Flow Records.
Yeah, it's a lot like that. I think a lot of people would equate the Upright Citizens. I mean, you're basically the Horatio Sands of no one listens to it music.
See, I must be because I don't know who Horatio Sands is.
Oh my God, are you serious? Yeah. That's serious. Yeah. He's real. He's serious. Yeah. He's serious.
Yeah. This is the best thing. One of the best things about Ken is if he's on his own planet.
That's right.
He's totally off the grid.
Yeah. It's where
getting here tonight was a straight up adventure.
Because Ken has no phone.
He has no phone. No GPS, no nothing GPS. Like that.
He picked me up on the Upper West Side in a vehicle that had no plates.
Uh-huh. Yeah. This is like,
yeah. It's like being with Carrie from Homeland.
Yeah. No, but Ken, you put out records that meant so much to me. When you did that first King Kong single, it felt like it fell from Mars or something. It's like, what is this thing? And I saw them.
Something else, huh? Yeah. Seeing them. Yeah.
Couldn't believe it.
You know what's crazy to me was always when Kenneth's dad would say to me, I'm very close with Kenneth's dad, and he would say to me, like, this band that Kenneth knows, you'd like them. And I'd be like, what? I'd be like, what? Yeah, what? Yeah. What, Uncle Ed? Like, what? Mm-hmm. And he'd be like, Tango? the Spanish name.
Tango.
And I would be like, what, Uncle Ed? Like, what? What do you want me to do? Like, look up Spanish name band? Uh-huh. And then, like, years later, I'm like, Yola Tango?
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, Kenneth is, like, basically part of Yola Tango.
I remember...
are you telling people you're part of Yola Tango?
Everyone thinks he's Everyone thinks he's Brian Epstein.
Yeah.
So you... Do they know this?
No, it's not.
They might be hearing
this.
Yes,
I know. They probably are.
They sure are.
No, I have not made any representations.
Sure, Ira just threw his computer out the window.
You know, I remember when I came to New York to come to Adam's wedding about 7 years ago or
yeah,
so.
Yeah.
It just so happened that your wedding corresponded with the same weekend that the Feelies got back together after 17 years and Sonic Youth had them open for them in Battery Park. So yep. We came to town, we went to all that stuff.
And we were all staying in Battery Park.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And that was also around the time the movie Juno was out, and my kids would walk around quoting that line from Juno, Sonic Youth sucks, Sonic Youth sucks. And they were telling that to you, Adam. And,
oh, that pissed me off so bad.
No, you would be like, yeah, they do suck. They do.
Yeah, because
they do.
Sonic Youth. Well, yeah, because people love Sonic Youth.
I love Sonic Youth.
Sonic Youth sucks, damn it.
Sonic Youth are great.
You know what Sonic Youth are?
What?
Sonic Youth are people figuring out how to be Nirvana.
No.
I'm sorry, Kenneth.
Yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. So you see what I put up
well,
with.
Well, it's
Tom.
Also, yeah. Kenneth Willis, I do feel this way, yeah. That it's so hard for, I have terrible taste in music.
Uh-huh.
I really do.
Like, what do you like to listen to, Adam?
I mean, I have a classic rock, I don't have great taste. I have like, you know, I like Nirvana and Pearl Jam stuff, and then I like Bruce Springsteen and Billy Joel,
uh-huh.
And then I like hip hop, mm-hmm. You know, which is like I'm not really.
But you can't tell the difference between Bruce Springsteen and Billy Joel.
I can, and I like them both equally in different ways.
But how? How is that?
Well, they both mean different things to me. One's the island, and one's Jersey.
But one should mean like, one should mean different things in the way that like.
What, like?
The way that, like, a flu shot and the flu mean different things.
It's hard for me because they don't. To me, Billy Joel and Bruce Springsteen are like chocolate and vanilla.
Uh-huh.
They're both great. It's just, like, different times you want different things.
Okay.
And look, it's hard. I know you're about as angry with me right now as you were when that door was half open.
It's Billy Joel thing.
Look, there's nothing I can do about it.
I was going to call my production company. I was going to call it Billy Joel Sucks Productions.
I mean, that's hilarious.
And I couldn't. Because you can't put someone else's name in a production company that's not you. because my goal was...
You should have called it Tom Sharpling Thinks Billy Joel Sucks Productions.
Wow, that, you just found the loophole for that. The
goal, now you see how we're related?
Because the goal was that I would work so hard and get a TV show on the air, and then Billy Joel would be watching it one night, and he'd be like, that show's pretty good. And then the title card would come up at the end, and he'd just be like, oh, come on.
Did he like kill your dog when he was drunk driving one night?
He just
or something?
Made,
like,
what? He's made so much, he's polluted.
But he really has. He hasn't made a record in like 30 years. Yeah, look,
We're winning. That's because we're winning.
I'm not going to defend Billy
Joel.
We're
stopping
him. He's like two of the coolest white men on the planet.
Because it's like, almost like him not making a record in 30 years is almost like when a disease is being like close to being eliminated.
Well, some eradication of smallpox,
exactly.
Right?
No,
well, some people do believe that Billy Joel hasn't made a record because he feels bad about the last ones.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hope but so. I got to tell you, I really do.
Didn't your dad used to cover Billy Joel a lot?
Yes, he did. Yeah. My parents, yeah. Kenneth has seen my parents perform.
I saw them, yeah. Pally and Pal.
Now, did
and
I Pal. Ever hear your father on the radio by any chance?
Kenneth?
No, Adam, your father.
No, who's... I know, but Kenneth would know more than me.
I don't think so. You may have seen him because he was on commercials.
He was an actor.
When I would listen to like JM and the AM during the fundraiser...
His father would cover like Billy Joel and Bette Midler and Elton John and people like that.
Which one of your family members would call in to JM in the AM, the Jewish music and during their fundraiser
and
be like
your grandmother.
Yeah, I'm going to guess my grandmother.
It was a male.
Oh.
And would say like, and he was like cracking jokes the whole time. And then he said something about like, I don't know if he said my kid or whatever, but he's like, he plays a gay guy on Happy Endings. But he's not gay.
Your father-in-law, maybe?
Maybe my father-in-law.
Might have been your father-in-law.
I mean, it wouldn't shock me, but I feel like, God, someone must have been impersonating a family member of mine.
But it was just funny to hear.
Maybe my
like,
father-in-law.
Because I was listening, I'm like, oh my God, I know who the guy playing the gay guy on Happy Endings is. It's like the worlds are shrinking.
Adam, JM and the AM, if you didn't know, it's the Jewish Music in the Morning
yeah,
show.
No,
the FMU.
No, yes. If there was one thing I knew, it was
that. You knew that, right? Yeah.
No, I God, that's so weird. I don't know.
That weird.
No, I
yeah.
feel like everyone, no one, yeah, no, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think my parents listen to that, but I think your father-in-law, I don't know him well, but
he strikes
me
as
someone
a guy
who
that would call into JM and the AM.
Who would listen to JM and the AM, at least, yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Mike.
Maybe he's a busy guy, though. I don't feel like
Could listen to it in the car on his
Mike,
commute.
Get in here.
Listen to sports.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah.
Yeah, he's listening to like Mike. If anything, he's listening to Francesa.
Yeah,
I don't think he's listening to Jamie and Ann.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm feeling good.
Yeah, I'm right. Oh, I didn't tell you. He sat down though. Okay. Fair enough.
You got a real
it's
light
like a
step.
Quiet zone in here.
I want you to talk into the mic, please. That's. It still works.
I didn't know what my role was going to be.
You're a real mouth breather, Mike.
Mike is a huge Francesa.
Oh,
Mike's
are
a huge,
you? Oh, I
Mike
love
went
Francesa.
To Mike went to the Mike Francesa convention or whatever it
can
was.
Can I blow your mind?
No, I didn't.
Can I blow your mind?
Yeah.
Mike Francesa was at my wedding.
Wow.
Look at that. I really did blow his mind.
What's the connection?
He's good friends with my father-in-law.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did he talk about his snowblower?
No, but he did, like, one of the big jokes with my father-in-law. I'm a Jet fan, and my father-in-law is, like, a diehard Giant fan, and he does the travel for the Giants, like, connected to the team. And he, so Francesa, it's, like, a big joke when the two of them get together. Like, the worst thing that could ever happen, you married a Jet fan. You know, and it's like, oh, ha-ha, Francesa, ha-ha. And it's like there's nothing else for us to talk about, so it just dies.
Suddenly.
It's, like, dies after that.
Did you ever hear this? Well, you'll know after you hear it. Gotta wait for this.
Yeah.
Oh, let me stop.
Ooh,
the song
too. No,
the song's
kind of nice.
No,
I don't want the money.
Oh, okay.
I'll take the ticket. I don't want the money. But I'm bringing my snowblower.
Well, that.
Because I can do rows really fast because I'm good with my snowblower. Because I use my snowblower all the time. I love my snowblower.
I'm not big into manual labor. So.
I love the snowblower. I love to do my driveway with the snowblower. It's one of my favorite things to get a lot of snow and do the snowblower. I have a great, great snowblower.
I would like to see
I don't know
you
what the make
that.
Is. I don't know what the make is, but it's a great machine. It really is. It's powerful.
It's like a 5-year-old.
Shoot that stuff a mile.
He's like,
yeah,
you know,
my son, who's about that age, would know what the make and model is.
Yeah.
You love him so much. You ever looked at the side?
But my snow blowers, it's more powerful than anybody else's snow blower.
Although his clavery, he's like, I could do 5, 6 rows. How small is your yard?
Oh, yeah. My snowblower.
I mean, you should have seen the last snowblower. One, two rows.
Yeah.
Then maybe.
But he's like bragging about just like a snowblower does everything for you. Turn it, you pull the thing, and then you just, it moves on its own steam. So he's just standing behind this thing, and he's acting like he's Warren Buffett or something with when it comes to moving snow.
You got to see my new shower head. My new shower head is unbelievable.
But shower.
I turn it on, it gets 5, 6, 7 rows of dirt off my back.
I don't know the make. I tried to remember last time what the make is, and I got it wrong. But great snowball. It's a great machine.
Get the cameras out there.
I'm telling you, they were
going to
do that. They said they were going
to
do it. The last time that we were still doing it last year, we were going to do that. Because I'm telling you, I'm out there. As soon as we get enough snow, I'm out there, and I do the whole driveway. I even go into the street, the whole thing. I love it. It's one of my favorite things.
You go to the neighbors? You help out the neighborhood?
No, well, sometimes. I do the guy across the street. Used to have a man across the street who's like 85. He just picked.
Man walking by.
Yeah.
I guess that's the closest he comes to physical labor.
I was walking by your
blowing
house.
The snow.
Yeah, blowing the snow.
I was wondering if I could do maybe a third of your front. I only do 5-6 rows, so it only...
Exactly.
I feel really manly when I'm doing the snow blowing.
His snow blowing. This weather must be killing him because it's like 70 degrees out every day.
You don't think he believes in global warming.
I just think he's in his garage. Him and the snowblower, and he's just talking to the snowblower.
He's just like dumping salt around.
Don't worry, buddy. Soon I'll get you out there. Soon.
I fell into a Francesa internet hole the other day. Somebody sent me a link to some good clips. And then there was a clip there. It must have been about 7 minutes long of Francesa's best outburst of 2015.
Oh, I will.
But yesterday,
you just
did anybody hear yesterday's show?
No.
Oh, yesterday's show will go down as
first
a classic.
Of all, Mike, you're bad-mouthing one of Adam's
wedding guests.
I'm not bad-mouthing.
He's tight with this.
I'm as tight with Francesa as Kenneth is with Yola Tango.
But, you know, I'm a fan, obviously. I mean, I'm listening every day to the guy.
But did you hear last week when Mad Dog and Mike reunited?
I did, yeah.
That was some of the most awkward radio I've ever heard in my life.
It was a big deal. Well, they're doing a benefit show.
Okay.
So it's nice that they're going to do that, you know?
Yeah.
But yesterday he went off on the Odell Beckham performance on Sunday, and it was out there.
He's a thug. I heard a little of it.
Yeah. Oh, all day long he was just going off. And you were talking about how he was defending the Giants, and, you know, he's always saying, you know, the Jets are, you know, the goofy team in New York. He actually said that the Jets are now the premier team after that one game. He's saying that he lost all respect for the Giants after that one game. Really, which was serious. Yeah, that's a big deal.
Reactionary.
Well, that's...
The Jets will never be the premier team of New York. They're too...
Well, if you know, I don't know that they're going to go that far this year, but, you know, as far as, they had a better year.
Mike, DeFloro Park, what's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike, I'm shocked you didn't bring your Yankee wool cap. It was cold.
I don't own a Yankee wool cap. Sorry.
Come on. You don't?
No, I don't wear caps, so I don't wear hats. But that's
I remember in 76 you had one on.
No, you don't remember that, Mike, because I did not. I don't wear one. Sorry. So, you know, you probably, you weren't there in 76, so what are you talking about?
Hey, Mike, I have a question about Murphy. You've got to admit, what this guy's doing in the playoffs is everything a guy like Rick Nash can't do. And by the way, Mickey Mantle...
What does Rick Nash have to do with Daniel Murphy? I mean, come on now.
But would you admit that Mickey Mantle was one of the most overrated players during the regular season?
Mike.
But he wasn't in the playoffs.
Mike. You know what, Mike? I think you've called too much. I think, you know, for a while, let's take a rest.
Oh.
Okay? I think you've called too much. Now you're just calling to try and bait me into something stupid. So why don't you take a rest?
I miss. Francesa is something I really do miss.
Being out here.
Yeah.
Did he anglicize the pronunciation of his name? Did he used to pronounce it Francesca?
No.
I'm remembering that maybe wrong, but I...
Ken, you're off the grid.
I'm off the grid.
Stay off the grid.
Yeah, all right.
Sometimes you can't just come on and off when you choose to.
Well, Ken, you could find that information out. How would you go about doing that?
Yeah, you know I don't like the internet.
Yeah. I know you're
at the library.
I know you're not going to Google
card catalog.
I guess you could look on some microfiche.
Card catalog. Mike, is Mary Houlihan here?
She is.
Can she come in?
I'll bring her in.
And that means you get out. No offense.
That was understood.
So, Adam Pally, you are the star of the Mindy Project.
I would say that I'm on it.
But you were the star.
I think Mindy. It's called the Mindy Project.
Yeah, but that's like, it's like, of course she's going to be like the.
Yeah, I was on it. I was on it.
No, but you're the. It's like the thing where just people are like. Oh, she gets me in the door, but Adam's what keeps me.
I serve the steak
at the dance.
Yeah, maybe. That's very nice of you. Thank you, Tom.
Yes. And now you have an exciting January because you have a movie coming out that I truly cannot stop thinking about.
I know this, and I can give you any spoiler you want.
I don't want any spoilers.
Are you sure?
It's a movie called Dirty Grandpa, and the trailer. Is the filthiest thing I've ever seen. The movie? Have you seen the movie?
I have seen.
Is it a wall to wall raunch fest?
Yes, I would say raunch fest. Yes, yeah. It's gross. It's a disgusting movie. Tip to taint.
Okay.
Disgusting.
And it's Robert De Niro and Zac Efron.
It's Robert De Niro and Zac Efron. Yep.
And
Zac Efron plays Robert De Niro's grandson, and they go on a road trip together, and you get to find out that the grandpa's actually dirty.
He's a horny old dude.
Yeah, he's a horny old dude.
Right?
Yep. And that's the movie.
Yeah. Ken, are you going to see Dirty? Are you going to maybe? Would you consider bringing Ken to the premiere of Dirty Grandpa?
I would totally bring Ken to the premiere of Dirty Grandpa if he wasn't on a no-fly list.
Wait. So, I took a train cross-country. I took it from L.A. to New Jersey. Amtrak. It was one of the greatest things you could do. But as soon as you get on it, you have to go to, like, the dining car.
Yeah.
And, like, all they do in the dining car is talk about just, like, how bad planes are. And then you start
What else are they going to talk about?
That's literally the only thing that everyone has in common is we don't like flying on planes. And this one guy's like, you know what the best thing about taking this Amtrak is that it's like you go to the airport, you fly, they put your bags through everything. And he's, like, saying it anyway. And the guy goes, you could bring a warhead on this thing and nobody would do it. It's like, oh, my God.
We got to get off this train. Yeah,
I'm getting off at the next stop. You could bring a warhead. Like, Mary Houlihan.
Hello.
Hi. Can you lower that mic more so you don't have to rip it? What's that
voice? Wait, can I rip
doing?
It?
Yeah, what is that
Hello?
Voice? That's your actual voice.
It's a very different voice than Mary I met out there.
Yeah. Trying to figure out whose mic is who. You talk.
Beep, beep, beep.
Okay, that's talk.
Ba, 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 ba.
Okay, number three. Gotcha.
Nice.
We move things around here a little bit. How are you?
Really good. I'm psyched to see Dirty Grandpa.
You
oh, no.
See it?
Yeah. I January. Heard he was the grandpa of the bad teacher, Cameron Diaz.
Wait. In the whole Dirty verse, it would be, yeah. Is that his... Niece is
yeah
his bad they, teacher.
You know I have
Dirty Grandpa's niece.
I haven't read all the comics, but I I do know that the worlds are connected.
Mm-hmm.
In TV too, TV any piece of media that has just an adjective and then a noun behind it is all connected in the same universe.
Okay,
so Dirty Grandpa, bad teacher,
Bad Santa,
Ugly Betty,
yep.
Bad Lieutenant.
These movies happened in the same universe.
Yeah. So if Bad Lieutenant pulled over Dirty Grandpa,
Keitel and De Niro would have some fireworks.
Yeah. As he's driving to New Orleans,
it would be heat all over again.
This Dirty Grandpa.
Oh my God.
Look. I can't wait to see this thing. I'll see it.
Good.
January. I did not get a screener.
It's not up for Oscar contention?
Well, I know they're playing in one. It's playing. They play it in one New York theater, one L.A. theater,
just
for,
to sneak it in
for award season.
Well, we are taking it to the Baghdad Film Festival. No. I mean, it's awesome to be in a Robert De Niro movie.
It's a comedy.
Yeah, it's dope to be in a Robert De Niro movie. I mean, just ask literally any actor.
I'll say this first of all. Yeah, I was goofing on Dirty Grandpa. I'll say that. I'll preface it.
We can all. We should goof on.
You don't think I would? I would push one of my family members into traffic if they asked me to be in Dirty Grandpa.
Yeah, no. I mean, I basically did. They did not ask me. I really. Yeah.
So they were just like, "We better put this guy in this thing.
He's going to push my grandmother." No. I auditioned, and the way you know, at first I thought long and hard about it because I was like, "Do I want, to be in a movie called Dirty Grandpa?" And then instantly I was like. It's a movie, so yes, I want to be in anything.
Can I ask you something, Adam P?
Yeah. Is this another new voice?
This is the real voice of Mary.
Yeah. So, how exciting was it to be with, I mean, one of like the greatest actors of our time, Zac Efron?
It was very exciting.
Did you get nervous around him?
I did not get nervous about it around him.
You sound nervous just thinking about.
I do get butterflies I will say that Zach is very beautiful. You know, he's a beautiful man, and mm-hmm. so oftentimes when you're doing scenes, there will be a moment where you're like, you know, the same as any beautiful creature, where you're like, oh, you're like not real,
sure,
you know. And then I learned a lot from Zach. You know, I learned how to phone it in.
My I did a scene in Ant-Man, right? Marvel's yeah. Ant-Man. Yes. And it hit the cutting room floor.
Oh.
And they didn't even pick it up for the Blu-ray.
That's a real cutting room floor.
Nobody would even bend over for the put it on the Blu-ray.
I mean, they don't even have to put it on the cutting room floor. It's digital. They printed it out and threw it on the ground.
Nobody decided, apparently, to just drag the file from deleted scenes to the file. Cutting room over to Blu-ray. They wouldn't even just drag it in. But I had to like do this thing with Paul Rudd. And look, I can't act. I'm terrible at that stuff. Uh-huh. But they asked me like that day, they're like, hey, would you do this thing?
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And then like I had to like look at him over and over. I'm just like, this guy's like the most handsome guy I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
He's staring at his face. Because I've been seeing him like some slob behind a counter. But then I'm like looking at him and I'm just like, I can't take it looking at this guy's face anymore.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, anytime you work with someone, I got that a couple times with Alicia Cuthbert. I used to get that too. Mm-hmm. She's just like so beautiful. She's a perfect creature. And so there'd be times where the DP will be like, and look at Zach for eyeline.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd like look at Zach and then these like crystal blue eyes would look at you and you'd be like, I don't want to look at that. I really don't want to look at that. Yeah. You know?
This is not fair.
No.
Now, this is what it was. This what it was like when you signed Weird Paul. You looked across the table. And look, I like Weird Paul. We were friends on Facebook before I quit Facebook. Seems like a perfectly nice guy, but I'm always going to use you, Weird Paul.
Yes.
Your name is Weird Paul. You're begging to be the reference in things when you
in people's jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cuz it's not even like he's the first guy who called himself weird something. No. And he's not even the first guy to call himself weird and the second name ends with AL.
That's postmodern, right? That's postmodern to do that.
He stuck a P and a U in there.
It's like a quotation. It's a reference.
So he sampled Weird Al.
You think Weird Paul's whole thing was like being like it was an art reference on Weird Al?
Yeah.
It's from Pittsburgh. There's a lot of museums there.
That's right.
So Mary Houlihan.
Yep.
Not sure about that. you are an artist.
Yes.
You're an actor.
Yes.
And you also, I was watching videos you did, which are very funny.
Wait, which one?
You're part of Meat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There was a couple really funny ones you did, like you playing basketball.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got your arms chopped off. Yeah. And then one where you were in the future. I saw that.
Oh, yeah.
That was funny.
Is there any way for my cousin Kenneth to watch those?
Well, Ken.
Yes.
You'd have to hope that there's like a screening somewhere. Like you can go and check it out at a theater. If you guys are doing a theater run with any of these YouTube videos. Because there's one or two stragglers out there who just
don't want
to
get on the
internet. They need to go to a theater and see it. But look, Ken. I like where you're at. I know guys like you. The world needs the outliers. The world needs, because what's everybody going to jump and be like, right? You don't have a Gmail account, do you?
Well, my radio show has one, but I don't have it. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Why? So I guess you don't mind the powers that be reading your radio station email. Is that what it is?
That's what it is. Yeah, okay. Exactly. So
you're actually hoping that the NSA will start listening to your show.
Yeah, I've got like double my listenership that
they'll
way.
They'll read it and be like, this guy's playlist looks pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
Like some sky lair.
That's right.
So 2016 for you guys, real quick, what do we got, Adam Pally? What are you going? You got Dirty Grandpa kicks the year off with a
bang.
A bang.
A straight up, a dirty bang. A blast.
A dirty blast.
A finger blast. And then I have a movie called Joshi that's at Sundance this year in dramatic competition, which is really exciting. Then I shot a bunch of movies this year that probably won't be out till like late next year.
Okay.
But they're cool. They're cool and different and fun.
So Joshi, tell us about Joshi.
Joshi's cool. Joshi's a very intimate kind of smaller story about a guy who was supposed to get married and then through kind of unforeseen tragedy doesn't, and his friends forgot to cancel the cabin they had rented for the bachelor party, and so when they get a call that says that they still have the place, they all decide to kind of go as a therapeutic kind of cleansing, and then and then kind of a bunch of stuff happens.
So Joshi is going to be in competition. So you could end 2016 with a statue from Joshi, right?
Don't you see a movie called Joshi just skyrocketing me to that next level?
And with one of those, like, industry, what are those things they hold in, like, Las Vegas, like the cinema screener.
Yeah, like the AFM. Some award that's like looks like the front of a ship.
For like theater owners.
Yeah, that would be, I'd take it. No, I mean, the truth is about Joshi, you know, it's another one of those movies that will be called like a big chill type vibe, and that will make no one want to see it. And but it's really fun. It's got cool people. Nick Kroll is in it, and Jenny Slate, and Thomas Middleditch.
Now, what happened to this movie you did a couple years ago? Search Party.
Yeah.
I've been searching for Search Party.
You're going to get it. You're going to get it. It will be available. It will be out in theaters.
Okay.
In major theaters in April.
Okay.
So Universal will eventually release it. I think the reason that it hasn't been released yet, honestly, is because, you know, not because anything was wrong with it, not because it didn't test well, and not because maybe it's not that good or whatever. I really think they wanted to get it perfect.
They just wanted to get it just right.
No, but that movie's really funny, and it'll be out in April.
Okay. So you've got a busy year.
Kind of. I mean, not really. You like backlog. I feel like the way that it works is you work, and you don't tell anybody you're working because you're like, God, I don't know if the work I've done will be anywhere. So then then when it does start to come out like years later, people are like, wow, you're really busy. And you're like, actually, I could use a job.
Yeah, you're kind of just like, hey.
Yeah. Yeah, I shot that 2 weeks ago in a cabin in Ojai.
And you're like ready for like web videos. Anybody?
If College Humor called me right now, I would be like, tell me.
You'd be like, You'd be like, hey, guys, let's knock another one out.
Yeah, I'd be like, tell me what, like, crazy glass office building on Park Avenue to show up to. It'd be me and Ricky Van Veen in a VW Bug. I'll shoot it right now.
Someone tweeted this. Okay. Now, Twitter, Ken, you know, is a thing. It's kind of bursts of statements and things.
140 characters. You know
it. I've heard of it, yeah.
And this is not me saying this. I'm not sure who's saying this. Sonic. Okay. Somebody quoting you saying, Sonic, you sound like people figuring out how to be Nirvana might be the greatest dumb thing anyone has ever said.
You know, that doesn't shake me really because it is a dumb statement.
But you were saying it proudly.
Oh, I still say it proudly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know.
With feeling.
But I think the other thing is, and Kenneth will attest to this, I'm a dumb person. I'm a smart dumb person.
Yeah, but I'm dumb also.
Yeah.
I'm super dumb.
Yeah, I'm so dumb. And so it's like you know you would agree, right, Kenneth?
I can't agree to it. We didn't go to Princeton.
No, I did not go to Princeton.
Like,
I did not start a cool label.
We're crafty, right?
Yeah, I'm street smart.
Where'd you go to school, Mary?
I'm like Kenneth. I'm really smart.
Yeah. No, you guys are smart.
Yeah. We're not like you guys.
Where did you go to school?
San Francisco Art Institute.
Ah, the roaming purple pens.
That's right. You know it.
That's the sports team, yeah.
Yeah. And then
there's an art school with a sports team?
No, Ken.
No.
There's also, of course, the lady roaming for but you guys are smart. We're more like Bugs Bunny, that kind of like, or think on our feet. We make do with the hands we get dealt, and we just keep rolling.
I'm all gumption.
But guys like Ken, the second he gets an actual curveball thrown at him, he doesn't know what to do.
It's true.
That is 100% true. I'll tell you that from driving here. We almost died 1,000 times.
Yeah, it was rough. I try to, go sort of Magoo-like through life that way.
Yeah. Right? You are Magoo-ish. You're Magoo-ish.
Yeah.
You're Mr. Magoo.
That sounds like someone is going to be pitching something.
Oh, Tom, if you want to go out, I have no projects right now. If you want to go out with Mr. Magoo, I'm in.
But what if this was... What if Ken's plan the whole time is now coming to fruition where it's like, I'm going to put these two guys together, but I didn't say when it would happen. It'll be 2016, Mr. Magoo pitching that. It'd just be like, that would be the kind of thing. It would either be like, we're going to buy that right now, or you're both kicked out of
here. Get out of my office.
You're both out. Yeah. So, we're calling ahead.
It's like a blind guy that bumps into stuff and says, excuse me, madam. But also he's Jewish.
Yes.
He says, oy vey.
Yeah, I think he would bump into stuff and he'd also feel a ton of drafts in every room.
Which might help maybe that can be like a daredevil kind of thing.
If he just could get some Nasonex, I feel like his vision may clear up. Because just from his illustration, it seems sinus-y. Maybe I'm wrong.
Sinus-induced blindness.
Yeah, I feel like, get like so sinus-y that your eyes, I feel like it would clear him up a little.
Mm, yes.
Mary Houlihan.
Yeah.
You drew a picture last time you were here. You did AP Mike and a giant Coors Light can. But it was him also hanging out with Whitey Bulger.
Johnny Depp's Whitey Bulger.
Yeah, Johnny Depp's weird, over-made up. Do you think Whitey Bulger was just like furious in jail looking at like, I don't look like a alien, like with weird blue eyes. Like
I haven't seen that movie yet, but I've been staying in a hotel for the last couple months, and on the demand channel, every time I walk into my room, they play clips of that movie, and this one clip that plays over and over again that lets me know that the movie's bad is like, you know those clips? It's like, oh, you see one clip, you're like, oh, I know that movie's bad. I don't need to see that.
Yeah.
Is Johnny Depp like talking, trying to get someone on his side, and he's just like, take the money, 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 take the money. For like 2 months, that has been playing in my head, and I'm like, oh, that movie's bad. I don't need to see that.
It's like one of those ones where you just know it's like, Black Mass, Johnny Depp, and yeah. thing. Hey, when's that one coming out? September. Oh, well, that's terrible then. It comes out like, yeah, like yeah. that would be coming out on Christmas Day if it was awesome. Yeah,
at the end of the summer.
Yeah, exactly.
When you've been worn down.
Yeah. Your vacations are over. You've got your school supplies for your kids. Now go to the movies and see Black Mass.
You might have forgot, but you've got that date night that you've had scheduled with the sitter every week this coming Saturday.
Yeah. What? And he, yeah.
He got ugly for it.
He just looks weird. Somebody said to me that he's actually a bald guy and that, like, yeah, that's why he wears all the scarves and stuff.
Oh, I would love
allegedly.
That.
Allegedly. I don't know.
He's like little Stevie.
Yeah, he just... tied scarves on his head.
I will say that I've seen a couple recent Johnny Depp things where he seems wasted.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I know that that's like, yeah, well, he probably is, but he seems like really wasted, like in public when he's like doing awards shows and stuff, uh-huh. and he like can't read it, and he's got that weird accent where he's like, you know, people lose something, life is like, you know, and you're like, oh my god, that guy's fucking poor guy. Yeah.
Yeah. I've also noticed that at award shows.
Well, clips of award shows. I mean, I haven't been to award shows. I've never been to award
shows. Anytime I'm hanging out with him, he's like super weird and like obviously effed.
He is.
So you're
right?
tight with Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
So did you draw that? Did he put the black?
He got into makeup for you.
Mm-hmm.
He put the thing on for you.
Yeah. Like you don't think I just paint it without a model?
Yeah. No, you did that off of.
Does he come to your studio?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool.
So you could get him to do any of the outfits, Mordecai.
Yeah.
I did make a request,
Captain
Tom.
Jack Sparrow.
After I saw that for her to paint me one.
What would it be?
You want to tell them what I asked for?
It would be Adam and Kenneth and Johnny Depp as Jack Sparrow wearing an eye patch. And is there a Coors Light or what else is happening?
But he was in a fight with Johnny Depp as Whitey Bulger.
Okay.
So it would be like pretty much subtracting you guys out. It's what goes on in Johnny Depp's head. The characters in his thing are just fighting.
You don't think Johnny Depp thinks about me and my misanthropic cousin?
I think there's probably, and this is not a slight to you.
It's okay.
I think Ken could actually, there's as much of a chance that Ken is on his radar as you are.
You're probably.
Where he'd just be like, there's some guy who doesn't have a phone. I'm so intrigued by this guy. I saw him driving down the West Side Highway.
Nothing would make me happier if Johnny Depp heard this and was like, I need to play that guy.
That would be
good. And then Johnny Depp came with you and your son back to Cincinnati and followed you around like Hunter S. Thompson, like getting into character.
Yeah, I got to get his rhythms. I got to get...
How does he sleep? How does he eat?
I got to get Ken's rhythms.
Have any of you seen Black Mass?
I've just seen that clip.
I didn't see it yet.
There's a super funny part in Black Mass where... Whitey Bulger reconnects with his gross, nasty grandpa.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So it's Whitey Bulger. Wait. So this is taking place in the dirty... Black Mass takes place in the dirty...
No, but you don't get it. Like, his grandpa is, like, nasty. Like, he's saying stuff that you're like, what?
She's correct. It is connected if you think about it because it is an adjective in front of a noun. It's Black Mass.
Yeah.
And that is part of the Dirty Grandpa universe.
So he's like...
He's like so embarrassed because like his girlfriend is like normal and not nasty.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Meanwhile,
his
grandpa's super nasty.
Yuck.
I'll see this thing. I know it sounds like we're just throwing your trash in your movie left and right.
No. God, how did it end up being my movie? No way.
You've got your new movie coming
out. Shape or form my movie. Yeah. Please, God, no.
Your movie? Adam Pally's Dirty... Is it Adam Pally's Dirty Grandpa?
That's the official title, yes.
No, it's... I was more excited. When I saw that trailer, I was like... If I had to pick between seeing this or the Star Wars movie, I would probably pick this. Like, if I had to wait 6 months to see one of the two of them.
You know, I will say, because I've seen it, it is worthy of seeing it is crazy and disgusting and funny in that way.
Has anyone seen Real Rob on Netflix?
Yeah, watch. Oh, that. Rob Schneider's show?
Yes.
No, but I gotta tell you, bated breath, dying to have an extra couple hours.
It's really bad, but you have to see it.
Yeah. And that's the one that's about his life, right?
Yeah.
Yes, and there's stand-up portions where he'll, you know, do some exposition where he's talking like about his dumbass wife.
Yeah,
and, he's in front of a green screen brick wall. It's not a real brick wall, and all the laughter is a laugh track. So it's just him, like, speaking in a studio. Yeah.
It's strange. It's like a Charlie Kaufman.
Is it done on purpose like that? Or is it just he had no money, he did it himself?
Weirdly low budget. He paid for the whole thing himself and then sold it to Netflix.
You know, I just heard something.
Or I don't even know if, I guess they must have paid him something, but I think.
Does Rob Schneider have a kid from a previous marriage who is now becoming famous?
Oh. Yes. He has a daughter who's a singer. Yes.
Yes. Elle King.
Yes.
Elle King is Rob Schneider's daughter.
Yeah.
What does she sing?
She's famous. She's like a big deal. She's top 40. She's like huge. She's Rob Schneider's daughter.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Talented family.
It's funny she didn't go with Elle Schneider for the thing. Like she just went to just not
She really
be,
Jonah Hilled it.
To stay away from the, the whole.
She wanted people to associate her with Dede King, right?
All right.
Of the Ramones.
Let me say this before I'm going to play a record in a minute, but I want to say this, Ken said to me, I said to him something where he was like invoking something about the South, and I was like, all right, it's back up here. You're not a Kentucky colonel.
No.
And then he literally sends me within 30 seconds scans of documents that prove that you are an actual Kentucky colonel.
I am an actual Kentucky colonel.
How did you become a first of all, what is a Kentucky colonel?
It's a gubernatorial appointment. It means I've done great service to the Commonwealth of Kentucky.
Uh-huh. And what did you do? You put out a Bodeco record?
Yeah, I guess
He's
I think.
My cousin.
Yeah, a Bodeco record, a King Kong record, stuff like that.
So this is just like I could go become a Kentucky colonel, right?
I would have to nominate you, but I'll do it if you want, Tom.
Well, no, I have never been to Kentucky. I think it would be an insult to actual Kentucky colonels of merit if I like got a loophole and became one. Well, I just wanted to know what you did to become a Kentucky colonel.
Well, first, you know, the Queen of England is a Kentucky colonel. William Shatner is a Kentucky colonel. So, you know, you don't have to live in Kentucky to be a Kentucky
Keep
colonel.
Going on this list.
I think you have to set foot in Kentucky, though.
I want to hear the rest of this list.
Wait, what was it? The Queen of England?
Queen of England.
William Shatner?
Shatner.
Oh, okay. Stop there.
And me. Yeah.
Can you go by, well,
pizza
can
rat.
You?
Colonel. I can call myself
Colonel. Yeah,
is
the pizza rat?
Pizza
rat.
To go by Colonel instead of Mr.
Yeah, is the pizza rat of Kentucky? Ken doesn't know what the
tell your students to call you Colonel?
They can call me Colonel. Yeah.
Do you have
any idea what pizza rat is?
No, he doesn't.
And I'm not even saying this. I hate the internet pretty much also. Do you know what pizza rat is?
Is it like a rat that eats pizza?
Yeah, but
come on,
Kenneth.
That's more than that.
That's deducing him.
Exactly. I got a real Columbo in
here. I didn't go to Princeton for nothing.
Where am I? What is that, a pizza that eats rat?
Yeah.
No? Oh.
No, there's a video that was of a rat eating a slice of pizza. And it went crazy.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? You're making me feel bad about liking the internet right now.
Yeah.
Explaining pizza rat to someone who...
Well, that's why I was having a conversation. I believe that Kenneth's off-the-grid nature makes it... There's a slight narcissism to it.
Mm-hmm.
You would agree with that.
Oh, yeah.
You would
agree
with that.
Yeah.
That people that go off the grid...
It's because I've got what I need.
Yeah, yes, yeah. But there's also a thing of, like you were saying before, you don't need anybody to find you.
Right.
And, like, if I need to find you, I know where to find you.
Right.
But if you're off the grid... So there is, like, a slight narcissism to it, especially the way you think about it, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
It's interesting to me.
It's like you're going to come to me.
Yeah. It's a power play.
I'm not coming to you. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like people who are late. You know? Similar vibe.
You know, I was still thinking about Whitey Bulger from before. Did he make it? Was he like the last person, like the last age that you could name someone Whitey? Like, that's not a name anymore, right? You got little kids, Adam. Any of their friends named Whitey?
Kenneth, we're in a dangerous yep. racial territory. All
right, save this for your radio show.
I'll save my radio show.
Right. When I call on your strange, yeah. racist Kentucky,
yeah,
toilet bourbon radio show, you can walk me through it.
Yeah. Somewhere there's in a, the Kentucky colonels are hearing this, yeah. and they're just like, I can't believe. Oh, my Lord. Did you hear what?
Finally, Kenneth, it was getting down to the important matters. Yeah. Now, when did it become apropos to name your son Whitey? Because to me, we can all agree Whitey is one of the purest names.
Did you hear when Martin Courtney was in the studio?
Did I hear your show when Martin Courtney was in the
studio? Yeah.
I guess I don't think I did. I'm sorry, Tom.
That's fine. Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, I heard here.
I heard when Dave Hill was here.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I know. Yeah, that was a different
yeah.
show.
Yeah.
I didn't ask name one episode of the show. He was here in studio, played a couple songs. His album came out earlier this year. It's great. And we're going to play something from it here, and then we'll keep the Best Show holiday party going. Woo-hoo. Here's something called, from his album, Many Moons. This is... Airport Bar. Oh, how about that? Martin Courtney. Remember when he was here, guys? Does anybody remember? Yeah, I see people out there do. Katkin. Have a seat, Mary. Oh, my God, look. There's Katkin. We're giving him the, we're putting him on ice for a minute.
He prefers it.
Yeah. Got a. Yeah. Don't worry.
Yeah. Whisper.
These mics are live. You can come in a minute. We're rotating people in, and we have so many great people here for the Best Show holiday party. It's been 1 year since the Best Show came back, almost to the week.
Wow.
We came back in late December, and we were doing test shows for the month of December, and then January the show started again. And but this is, we're 1 year in.
How do you feel?
I don't know, Mary. That's a good question.
Come on, dish.
Okay, fair enough.
Pressed.
Put me on the spot. I like it. Somebody's holding my feet to the fire.
Mm-hmm.
I like doing the show so much. It's my favorite thing to do.
Yeah.
It's by far my favorite thing to do. It's hard to do all the non-show parts of things because it's now we're on the hook for everything. And it wouldn't be happening if it wasn't for guys like Jason Gore and AP Mike and Pat Byrne and Marcia Neumeier and Martine Sellis and all the people like that who make this thing happen. So I'm always appreciative of them for that. And but doing the show is fun, and we're getting the hang of the other part of it. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, God. The most non-enthusiastic. I'm going to bounce all you out of here. You want to buy? Anybody want to buy this board? And it's pretty much a board, two monitors. I'm not going to say what it is. Some creeps know what it is. All right. Best Show, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom. It's John from Las Vegas. How are you doing?
John from Las Vegas. How's it going, John?
That's right. It's going all right. How are you?
What's going on in Las Vegas tonight? Do you live there, or are you visiting?
No, I live here and I grew up here.
Cool. Do you live near Sam's Town?
No.
You don't?
I do not.
You ever see the Killers driving around? Right?
No, but I know people who know them.
Mm.
That must be like how every Jewish kid my age made out with Natalie Portman. Yeah, I know the Killers.
So you were like, Brendan Flowers was just at this Arby's. Like that? Yeah.
No. No, I don't keep that close tabs on them.
You don't?
Dude, I know the guy that puts the rhinestones on Brandon Flowers' blazers.
So what's up, Chief? What's going on?
I had a worst of 2015.
All right. What was the worst of 2015 for you?
Have you seen this commercial where it's a bunch of chickens plucking Sister Christian?
A bunch of chickens plucking.
Wouldn't it be clucking?
No, clucking, like clucking. The sound okay. that a chicken makes.
So they were. What were
Can
they?
Can you do like an impression of, like, how do they do motoring?
No,
what do they do?
Good
question. It is really one of the worst things I've ever seen.
What were they? What's it selling? What on earth could that be?
It's selling chicken.
So it's selling chicken, and you're watching.
Thing. Yeah.
So they decide that the best way to sell chicken is to kind of make chicken seem super smart and like make you think, wow, chickens are pretty impressive. They can do that Night Ranger song, but now you're going to eat them. Yeah, that's not cool. I don't like that. That's basically it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, like the weird thing is it looks like the Mormon Tabernacle Choir is like holding them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like these people in these head-to-toe like choir gowns.
Well, look,
it's the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
I'll say this: the world of advertising is made up of some of the most deranged humans on the planet, and they're all vaguely damned in one way or another, and that's how they're. That's what they're doing to mark their time before the end.
You do bring up a good point, which is like anytime a company anthropomorphizes an animal, it really should drive you not to eat it. Because you, like when you see those Chick-fil-A signs of like a cow that's eat chicken, immediately I'm like, well, why does that cow want me to eat that chicken?
Yeah, you're in the cow's web now.
Now the cow's incepted me.
Yeah. Incepted by the cow in the Chick-fil-A. So, you know who's in studio now? Jay Penry is here.
Oh my goodness. Hey, everybody. Merry Christmas.
My favorite artist.
Oh.
Jay Penry.
Get out of here. Don't get out of here. Don't sell your board.
You know you're my also favorite? By far, you know what it is, Instagram. Are you on Instagram, Adam?
I am, but I have this is terrible. I have an account that only my family's on because I post pictures of my kids.
Fun. That's exactly how you should handle that.
So I am, but not really.
Okay. Mary, you're on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
The Kool-Aid man.
Yeah. Here.
Jeez, she's psyched. Love that app.
I invented that
Love that app.
Nobody. Look, your Instagram's all right. Adam, I don't know yours because I'm not in your family.
It's not great.
Staring at pictures of your kids.
Yeah, you don't want to.
Not that I would want to. It's your business.
No.
Mine's mostly other people's babies.
Well, I'm going to follow you right now. What's your jam bar?
It's at SJ Penry. P-E-N-R-Y.
How long do you take to find some of these things you find?
Some takes hours and hours.
Yeah.
You can ask my wife. She's right next to me. Megan. Uh-huh. Megan Flug is here in studio.
Flug.
It's a life's work. Yeah. You're just like, not yet. That's not the right picture
of Corey Feldman.
I know there's a better picture of Corey Feldman. You're like, I know there's a better picture of Al Pacino with an electric guitar. There must be something else there.
Just not twee enough.
Yeah.
But it's. Yeah,
I steer clear of twee, but Al Pacino with an electric guitar. Although Lil Wayne playing electric guitar is something I gravitate towards.
Oh, that's funny.
Which, when I saw Jay-Z and Lil Wayne at
Madison Square Garden.
That's right.
Yeah.
And
what a show.
It was a show. And it's like Lil Wayne came out and played electric guitar.
Does he play guitar?
No, he doesn't.
Well,
he played the way.
In essence.
He thought a guitar worked the way, like, Guitar Hero works.
Yes.
Where he was hitting it as if they were buttons. But that's how he was actually playing the whole guitar on stage.
And there's like 20,000 people in the.
A packed arena. And he's also, at this point, like, at the peak of his rapping powers, but he's just like
doing Bob Marley covers.
He's like, I think I'm more interested in playing electric guitar. I'm one of the world's best rappers and also one of the world's worst guitar players. I think I'll do the guitar playing in front of this packed arena.
Can you imagine his agent getting that call?
Just being like, You know, there's a documentary about Lil Wayne that he will not let come out.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Weezy.
It's like there's a it's like they showed it at like a I think like a film festival, but he will not give permission for the non-festival
he's
release.
He's very interesting to me. He had a period of time right around when that rock album came out,
mm-hmm.
where he was having seizures like mm-hmm. on the regular. Yeah. You remember that?
Yes.
And they were like, Lil Wayne's going to die. Lil Wayne's going
to
die.
Well, robo-tripping will do that to you.
Is that drinking lean?
Drinking Robitussin, yeah. With codeine in it. Yeah.
Well, that's different.
That'll do it.
Robitussin's different than lean.
You get one guess which borough of New York City J. Penry is from. One guess. One guess. You only get one guess. Somebody who just casually talks about robo-tripping. One guess. I'm going to say this. I'm going to take Staten Island off the board.
It's not Staten Island.
Tick, dook, tick, dook.
I'm going to take Manhattan off the board.
Manhattan's off the board.
No, that's not a Manhattan.
Three boroughs are left.
Yeah.
Mary Houlihan, do you have a guess which borough J. Penry's from with the way he referred to robo-tripping? So as if it's just well, everyone knows what robo-tripping is. Duh.
I think he lives in Brooklyn.
Oh, you win.
Bingo.
You win.
Wow. Yes.
Now, what do you win? Now, do I have to provide some sort of...
You have to provide some Robitussin for everyone.
I get from to Mexico Insta with codeine you in it. For one day.
You have to provide a giant vat.
You win, like, perfectly groomed facial hair. Mm. Where in Brooklyn is robo-tripping?
Robo-tripping is just... That's
it's
just,
all over, baby.
Well, you know,
epidemic, y'all.
I grew up in the South, and in Alabama, and there's not a whole lot of money there. And so, if you want to get lit on a Friday night, it's not and you're underage,
mm-hmm.
let's say. Mm-hmm. Well, you've got options.
So you go to the drugstore, and you're like,
Walgreens.
What do you have for us? My nose is stuffy. Do you have anything for this?
But you can't buy it over the counter anymore, can you?
No, not anymore.
Me and 10 other people in my house all have colds.
I need all your Robitussin. Yeah. And do you know if the Rite Aid across the street has more Robitussin?
Eh, the good old days. You used to be able to do stuff like that.
But now you put your energy into painting.
Yes, I'm an artist.
Where do people see a J. Penry work of art?
jpenry.com. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all my things are they're all my name because no one has my name. Because
you draw, people might know the band War on Drugs.
Yes.
You've been doing their stuff for the last 2 years. Now, just so you know, Adam, War on Drugs.
I know the
band.
War on Drugs.
They sound kind of like... No, Bruce I know. Springsteen crossed no, with
I know
Kurt Vile.
I know the War on Drugs. I love that song. That sounds like every other song.
Wow!
It's true though. I like that album.
I don't
because it's just one long song.
I think they would be happy with that.
Yeah,
I think it's. I think of their albums as two sidelong songs.
I feel like I brought some tension into the room by
I like it.
Making a joke about the War on Drugs in there.
No, it's okay.
No.
As long as this
no,
isn't some sort of like hatchet job, like someone's going to jump out of the closet. No. Gotcha.
No, I was just fooling around.
No.
But I really do. The War on Drugs are super cool.
Mm-hmm.
You hear that?
Yeah.
One time
people
I saw
affiliated
them.
With the War on Drugs.
Yeah, Mary, you saw them?
One time I saw them in concert and I looked to the left of me.
Yeah.
And the bee from apartment 23 was there.
Oh my God, Jessica
like,
Jones
oh
herself.
She's
in Search Party.
I got
Kristen
super
Ritter.
Kristen Ritter.
Kristen Ritter.
I kept
musical guest.
Chris.
War on Drugs and your host, Kristen Ritter.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, the War on Drugs.
Yeah,
it's a different song.
I could see like Channing Tatum.
We got a great show for you tonight. War on Drugs is here. I actually sued SNL once because they said we got a great show for you tonight. It's actually a class action suit.
Good.
They actually all won.
Everybody
$400. The People v. Lorne Michaels. People v.
Great movie.
Yeah. That was a great movie. The People versus Lorne Michaels.
Dave Franco as Lorne Michaels.
I'd watch that.
So, War on Drugs do the stuff.
Yeah.
The, you do all the, you've been done their design stuff for a while.
Because they are the same management company as Grizzly Bear, who I make a lot of their tour merchandise too.
And you also do B, right? Say it.
What am I? Wait, what
are
we?
The other band? B.
The Beatles?
Beach Boys?
No, not the Beach Boys.
Beach House.
Yeah, Beach House.
No, I don't do Beach House.
You don't? No. That's why you didn't know what it was.
I had no idea.
Why did I think you did that?
Because they would be right there in that wheelhouse, probably.
I love Grizzly Bear.
My buddy Brian DeGraw, he does all the artwork for Animal Collective.
Sure.
So, and we kind of, you know, and people a lot of times will think my stuff is his and vice versa.
Now, this is interesting to me because I thought that Animal Collective, Grizzly Bear were the same band. Mm-hmm. So this is interesting.
So you thought they were all like, just the way that there's the
Dirty Grandpa universe. Yeah, I thought that Animal Collective and Beach House and the War on Drugs, I thought they were all just
playing one song.
Playing one
forever.
Song.
Nah, it's a little different. I don't know.
You know who's here? Is,
I do know who's here.
Neil Haggerty.
I know.
From Royal Trucks. And, oh my God, when you do that gasp. It's terrifying because I actually think you're having a hard time drawing air, and you need to do that pen cap thing from MASH. There's an episode of MASH where he had to do a tracheotomy with a pen cap.
That Hawkeye.
You ever watch
Hawkeye
MASH?
Had to do that?
Yeah.
What are your you as a young person, Mary Houlihan, MASH?
Did I watch it as a young person?
No.
Oh, now as a young person.
Yeah.
I give it a big thumbs up. I really like it. Yeah.
Antenna TV? Antenna? Anybody watch Antenna TV?
No.
I watch Antenna TV.
You do, right?
I do, yeah.
How about like, because there's these new, there's like these low-grade comedy channels that showed up like 4 months ago on,
on
cable now. I don't know where they came from.
Antenna?
There's Antenna, which runs.
Is it a comedy channel?
It just runs.
Just runs old shows.
Runs Good Times and the Jeffersons.
They're like
and,
Mannix.
Yeah. And it'll run these shows that are like, there's this one show like that had like one season of like where it's like Joe E. Lewis, the guy from Car 54 is like, ooh, ooh, where he plays a caveman.
What?
And, yeah.
Never
it's like
those.
They're buying these things for like $60 from the vaults at like Universal or whatever.
I could not think about a worse business to get into now than starting a television network.
And just be like, it costs so much money.
Well, Robert Rodriguez did it. I watch his station, El Rey.
El Rey. I haven't jumped into the El Rey.
A lot of Miami Vice reruns.
Yeah, he bought that.
He bought Miami Vice, yeah.
And he has From Dusk Till Dawn, the series.
Yeah, that's the one piece of original programming they have going there.
Which is a big hit.
Right. I might have to start checking that out.
Yeah.
Will of how do you say it? Is it Wilmer Valderrama?
Wilmer.
Do you know him? Show business.
Showbiz. I don't know him.
You can tell us.
No, I don't. I swear to God, I don't.
People don't admit.
I don't know him.
We're not gonna tell anyone.
No. I don't. He's a nice guy.
What?
I met him once at this thing called 24-Hour Plays. Which is like a charity thing that Rosie Perez does where you go and you do a play, you learn it that day. And he seemed very nice. I mean, I had very little interaction with him. He was with his girlfriend.
Which one?
Demi Lovato, who was there with like a lot. She was there with a lot of fanfare.
Sure.
You know.
Speaking of 24-hour and marathons and stuff, one thing I thrilled to earlier this year was when you, Adam Pally, co-hosted, for all intents and purposes, that one mentally ill guy watching all the Entourage episodes.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Gil.
My friend Gil Azari. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is mentally ill. That's a very good way to put it. A genius.
He's like, I'm going to watch all the episodes of Entourage. And
that's a great impression. Is he in the room?
I know, right?
That was actually my buddy explained to you. My buddy Gil does this thing every couple years where he'll pick a different like piece of social media or whatever and like watch it all the way through as a marathon and try to pick out patterns and stuff, and a bunch of comedians will come. And this year he did Entourage, and it was really bad. It was really bad. It was torture. Like to watch all that Entourage. Like really
did
bad.
He at least get to skip through the intro?
No, we skipped through
the James.
We
edition.
Listened to the song every. The it's James porno for pyros.
Then he went into a limo.
Well, then at the end of it, after watching 58 consecutive hours of Entourage, we were going to put him in a limo to go see the movie, but he decided to go see Aloha.
So were you there for 24 hours?
I was there for most of it. I think I probably went home for about 4 or 5 hours or the whole thing, but I was there for most of it. Just kind of helping along and being there and also wanting to see if Gil died.
Did you have Entourage-themed meals?
We did. We had Fat Sal's, which is inedible. But we had a bunch.
Hang on now. That guy's called into the show. Right?
Jerry Ferrara has been on the show.
Oh, cool. Don't care.
Wow.
Don't shade it, Ferrara. No, I love Jerry. He's a super nice guy.
Is he Wilmer nice?
Less nice than Wilmer. No, he's super nice. Jerry and I get along really well. I feel like I feel really bad because I've done a lot of like Entourage, like bashing in my bits and
but
stuff.
But you would have been in that movie.
Oh, in a sec. I auditioned.
Yeah.
Did not get it.
What did you audition for?
One of the like other agents that come in and they're like, dude, you gotta come see this. Oh, dude, you gotta come see it.
and then you're like. Well, I didn't get it.
Yeah, oh, you know, yeah. It was just another day of not getting something I didn't want anyway.
Oh, look.
Tom was saying that most of the cameos in that there's just guys in cars that roll their windows down.
Yeah,
and
everyone's seated for most of the cameos. It's like a car pulls up and it's Liam Neeson and he's like, I told you to leave me alone, Ari.
Yeah. And then it's in and out. It's literally, they filmed a lot of them at red lights.
He just drives off. Or it'll just be like, I think Gronk was at like the big party.
Yeah. Well, the worst part of the marathon, because we had like a bunch of guests coming in, was when Gronk's brother, who was in L.A., like, you know, doing something dumb.
What?
Gronk's brother and his dad and some part of like the Gronk family came by. And we were told they were going to come by as like part of the bit.
Yeah.
But obviously they came by to like, you know, kill us. And and it was like one of the
That's
most
a different Patriot. That's a different Patriot.
Yeah, it was a very it was like one of the most awkward like couple minutes. And then like my Gil's sister was there and they were like very clearly like sexually harassing my friend Gil's sister and like
allegedly
allegedly yeah of course thank you and like everybody wanted to like you know like be like hey but it was also like Gronkowski.
Hey you
so everyone was just like that's not nice
those pesky Gronkowski boys
was a tough moment
who are all enormous
could kill me like if they like snapped
like they could. Like one of those guys could play like the Thing in a superhero thing if they just like spray painted him orange. Like they wouldn't actually need to put like makeup on him because their hands are like rock like.
Yeah, they're huge. They're enormous. They're also not like nice people. They're not. Good.
Oh, that's not shocking.
Good, not good.
People. I can't believe that. I just don't believe it.
Not good people.
Hey, Mike. Nice, fast on the draw out there. Mike,
yeah.
Are you taking the scenic route?
Yeah.
You taking the scenic route in here?
I have to.
Who's out there? Let me. I'm gonna. If you don't mind, can I rotate a couple people out and a couple people in?
Yes, for sure. Yeah.
So, Jay, you stay, please. Mary and Adam are gonna go back to the party.
Oh wow! I get to stay.
We'll bring Neil in. And how about who else is out there that wants to come in? Judy, right? Let's bring Judy in.
Judy. Oh, Judy.
Oh God, it's all you.
Judy's being paid.
God. AP Mike.
Merry Christmas.
Yes. Yeah. All right. What's up? All right.
I was just introducing myself.
This is Jay. That's Judy. Why don't you sit down, Judy?
It's going to be hard.
It's not going to be hard.
Hi. Neil, how are you? There's headphones and everything, right? What we do, just so you remember, this is a PG-type show here.
Yeah, I like that.
You like that. We have...
I'm listening with my daughter.
Hello.
Hi. So who we have here, I brought in, we have Neil Haggerty, who is like an actual, like, rock legend. Like, think about it.
No, he exists.
No, I'm going to walk you through. I'm not going to let you duck this. Think about this. Pussy galore, right? You get that on your resume.
But
if you walk away, then you're like, okay, that guy's in the Hall of Fame. Then, Royal Trucks. Right there. That's 1 + 1 = 11 on that. Then, Howling Hex. Then you got that record you just did on the one you did with Toth.
Yeah.
That's a good record.
You like that? You like Jimmy?
I do, yeah. Can you slide the mic a little bit toward you, Neil?
Could I just move towards it?
You can move toward it, or it can move toward you.
It makes that hollow.
We're just going to bridge the gulf, though.
Sound, you know, when you move, it makes this little dong sound.
Yeah. So you, Royal Trucks just got back together for a couple shows in the last year.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I didn't think that was ever going to happen again.
No, I didn't either.
No?
No.
But it did.
Yeah.
And was it fun?
Yeah, no, it was fun.
What were you doing? You did Twin Infinitives? Were you doing that?
Oh, no. No.
That was you just...
I was going to give you this. This is a set list from the show.
Oh, my God.
Oh, look at that.
Wow. Oh.
I have a blessed solstice.
Oh, you did.
Warm from the pocket.
Where's Water Park?
Water Park!
Did you open with
here.
Water Park?
Back to school.
No, I was tucked it in the back.
Oh, okay. That's my favorite.
This list.
Like, they're going off. They're going to...
This is awesome.
And then
thank
just
you.
Kick it in.
This is so cool.
That's for you.
Thank you, Neil.
Where's Junkie Nurse on there?
Bottom of the list.
Oh, that was the encore?
Well, we don't do encores. Oh, okay. It was like the last song, I guess.
My favorite.
Is that...
So where have you... What have you been up to the last bunch of years, Neil Haggerty?
Well, I was living in New Mexico for a long time.
Uh-huh. What brought you to New Mexico?
Just want to, you know... Well, we used to drive through it all the time on 10. Have you ever driven on 10 to California?
No.
And just one little town I used to go through, and you'd just be like, whoa. Wonder what it's like to live there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just like, all right. To the devil with it, I said, let's go.
You know. Yes. And then you...
So you notice...
I like how you kept it clean.
Yeah, see? My daughter gave me some good... She said, say, rats. And this is the thing, yeah.
And to the devil with you.
Yeah, something like that. Hey.
I grew up on I-10. It's a great highway.
Well, on the Florida side.
Yeah, yeah. Alabama, Florida side.
See, you could go, like, my directions to where I lived in New Mexico. It's like, well, get on I-10 and then drive and take a right. And in Deming, and then my house is right there. But it's, you know what I mean? Like, it's like 7 or 8 miles out there. It's nice. So it's, you know, it's, people think of, I don't know, people are not, like, aware of New Mexico other than, you know, Santa Fe or something, you know.
Yeah.
Shirley MacLaine.
Yeah,
you know,
Shirley MacLaine.
That style.
I actually saw Shirley MacLaine on a hike in Alamogordo.
Now,
exciting.
Who is that speaking? That's Judy Rosen, right?
All right.
Yes.
Do you know who that is?
Nope.
That's all right.
I do.
You do.
I do.
Thank you, Jay. Someone knows who I am.
People know you because you make jeans.
True.
Right?
Truth.
Right. Judy Rosen, NY. Is that it?
Yes, whatever you say, Tom, is
well,
true.
No, it's not, whatever I say isn't your website.
It's not historical revisionism.
Whatever you say is my website.
I'm going to take it.
You'll
take
it. Okay.
Yeah.
For one day.
Absolutely.
So, Neil Haggerty, I cannot believe that you have any idea what this dumb show is. That terrified me when I first heard that you knew that this was on the planet.
Yeah, well, FMU, man.
Yeah, well, it started there.
Yeah, but that, I mean, yeah, so then, you know, it's part of the culture.
We're trying. We're trying.
I want to say, you know, while I live in Denver now, I've moved back to the city, mm-hmm. finally, back to the human race, you know, kind of thing. And but I want to represent the people from Denver and, you know, invite you, make sure that you think about doing your show there. People would really love it to have you, Sharpling and Worcester, come out there. Fantastic fan base that you
okay.
have. I've been a couple of places I played, like the bartender was just playing old tapes of the
best. Awesome. That's crazy.
And they were sad, you know, it was in that interim period where you weren't on.
Yeah.
You know, and like
the black year.
Yeah, where I don't even yeah.
How did we all get through it, right? No, it was like that.
I don't know.
It was like being under the dome. It was like that show Under the Dome where we're just stuck.
We lived in the room.
You lived in the room?
You know that movie The Room or the Room. Room. Yeah, room. Yeah. Not
room.
The room.
It's just okay. Room.
Not the room. Yeah. Room.
What if that dude
Not that dude.
What's that dude? He looks like one of the wild things, you know, Tommy whatever. He looks like Where the Wild Things Are. It looks like one of those in real life.
Not the Tommy Wiseau
movie. Not Tommy
Wiseau. The new movie called Room.
Brie.
Yes.
Brie.
Larson.
Yes, yes,
Brie Larson.
Yes, yes, yes.
Trainwreck's Brie Larson.
Okay.
Thank you.
Trainwreck's Brie Larson's movie, Room.
Mm. Yeah.
Which I...
It's going to win the Oscar, guys. Pick the click.
Right, is it really?
Yeah, put money on it.
No, that's not good.
Lock it up.
She'll win.
Jay's a pretty good predictor of these things.
Yeah, I know show business.
So, Neil, this is something I've been meaning to ask my whole life to you. I heard a story that when Pussy Galore was on tour, you were concerned about physical fitness, so you put a basketball in a suitcase, like an uninflated basketball, and you toured around with a basketball that you had to pump up.
Every time we played, it had a leak. I also, I just twisted my ankle playing down on Avenue D. And there's a set of courts down there, like 8th, 9th, and D or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's probably not there now.
So what was your game? When you were at your peak, well, who was your game most reminiscent of? Who do you wish it was reminiscent of?
Well, I wish it was Dr. J, but of course it was not.
Be more like Dwayne Shinsis?
Yeah. Like Kelly Tripucka?
Like, yeah.
Well, who's the guy? Mullins, right?
Chris Mullins.
Yeah, yeah, like a physical. Yeah.
High and tight.
Forward, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I like basketball.
I love basketball much, right?
Yeah, but you play fantasy basketball, and I don't know if I can get with that.
It's too intense for me. I think I'm at the end of my wits with it, because you start to think about players in the wrong way.
Yeah, they're all scattered across all the teams, but
there's just numbers now.
Yeah, which allegiance? I mean, you have your team. What's the name of your team?
Lark's Tongues and Aspic is the name of my fantasy team.
How many guys on your fantasy crew know what that is?
I explained it to all of them.
Oh, okay.
And before that, my team was called Umagumma.
Okay. Did they know that? I mean, that's Pink Floyd's a
they
little
known
more palatable. Yeah, okay.
I wasn't going to hold their hand on that one.
We played some. Yeah.
So you grew up in where, Virginia?
I went to high school there.
Okay.
You know, I was thinking about where that guy, Patton Oswalt, went. He grew up near the same thing. But I think I was in a military family, so.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I think,
So where are you going? Are you going to Bullets games?
Yeah.
Bullets games back then?
Baltimore, Washington Bullets.
Yeah.
I saw him in Baltimore.
And who was that? Was that with the pre-Pistons, Rick Mahorn? Wasn't he there?
I don't know. I just, you know, it's Wes Unseld, right?
Sure. Wes Unseld was the...
And Kevin Grevey.
Mm-hmm.
Then later on, what was that Joker they got in? Or like Manute Bol. And
yeah. Yeah.
Which, you know, yeah, it was like they were saying, stop paying attention to sports and work on your music more.
Uh-huh.
The bullets are trash.
Yeah, the bullets.
They were garbage, man.
They were garbage. And then I was driving up from Chapel Hill, and I was driving past. It was the first game of the season when it was Rasheed Wallace's, a rookie game.
Oh, he had that, and that little coin, that white coin-shaped spot in his hair. I have his rookie jersey. I got the Bulls jersey I have is a Wallace jersey.
So cool. He was like that's one of the best dudes in the last 40 years to play basketball, Rasheed Wallace.
Yeah, I love him.
Right? Where are you on? You like the Mets, Judy, right?
I used to like basketball, though.
You used to?
I think I stopped watching in maybe it's been a long time. I remember Pete Maravich with his sloppy socks.
Pete Maravich, yes, with his weird.
So I stopped watching in like 68.
Okay, you stopped watching in 68. Yeah. I think you might be older than I thought you were. You stopped watching.
I have resilient skin.
So you're just like some sort of Highlander.
Vampire. Who just, vampire.
Or Highlander, either one.
I think Highlander, I'll take that.
Yes. So... We have a guitar here, Neil.
Yeah.
How you feeling about that?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know. I don't think, because I'm just down from that show, and it's, everything peaks at that thing. My voice is kind of...
Sure, okay. Well, what if... Well, let's put a pin in that, as they say in show business.
As they say on Twitter.
Because they say in show business, like, you'll be working on something and somebody will go, let's put a pin in that. Meaning we'll come back to that.
Let's circle back.
Okay, so that holds it in a place, not pop your balloon and...
Right.
And,
exactly.
Like, your idea is terrible, let's just put a pin.
That's exactly it. Now, Judy.
Yes, Tom.
Your jeans, right? You have, like, pop-up stores and all that, and... stuff,
on occasion.
Right? On occasion?
Yeah.
Everybody likes your jeans.
Tom, I brought you a present.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It's not a really good present, but it's, it's a present nonetheless.
Okay. Can I see it?
Yeah. It's reminiscent of Christmas past on The Best Show.
This terrifies me now.
It's something I've been holding on to for many years.
Okay. I'm truly... nervous about what this is going to be.
It's possibly more for Mike than for you. And I say insult you.
Is someone still on the line?
Yeah, you...
Oh, you're gone. Okay.
That's amazing.
Okay. Tom, I'm handing you your present now.
Okay. It's wrapped in...
Don't shake it.
It's wrapped in like a Jimmy John's wrapper, right? This is like it's not a Jimmy John's.
I pretended it's really fancy.
It's a hoagie.
You ever eat a Jimmy John's?
It's an old hoagie.
Nah, it's garbage.
Right.
It's road garbage.
Are you recommending it? Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying when you're in a pinch, it's cold. This is not just a can of beer, is it?
No.
You just didn't wrap a can of beer.
This is not just a can of beer, Tom.
I mean, if you want to get technical.
It's not just.
Okay.
Tom, what do you see in front of you?
I see it's cylindrical, right? Oh, I know what this is.
No.
And this scares me.
What is it?
It's going to be Four Loko, isn't it?
Tom, it's not just a Four Loko.
It's the original formula.
It's an original Four Loko.
Yeah. You know what?
That I retired in 2010.
I had a... When I put the call... Oh, God.
This is real, Tom. This is worth money on eBay.
Well, you know what I did?
I want you to understand.
I had a file box full of these things. Listeners
sent me... The original ones?
Yeah. The original stuff. I threw it all out. Because I didn't, because it was like, I felt.
You could be funding the next, like, several weeks of,
I felt it
of
was,
the best show.
I felt it
this.
Was evil. I felt that there was evil hovering around the Four Loko.
That was one of my favorite shows.
It's the only show that I wasn't on. Because yes, I was on it, but I don't remember.
Well, you fell on the
floor. You fell on the floor.
Which
is a really memorable moment for me.
I blacked out on the air. I drank two of these things in about 45 minutes.
Was it a fundraiser?
No, no, it was well, just it was a giant, it was a cry for help. You know what that's like when you're just like.
So I wanted to bring you back to that moment.
I mean, I have friends.
It's not happening, Judy.
Was your cry, was it answered?
I cried. Down. This is what happened.
Tom,
I
drank what flavor is that?
Oh, well, it's watermelon, which I think was the worst of all of them, if I remember correctly.
It's like crushed pills.
Hey, Mike, can you come in here for a second?
His antenna are going up.
Watch his face when he sees this. He's going to get...
I'm really excited by this.
Look.
Oh, yeah.
Look. Run, right?
Yes, yes.
Mike. Yeah. Mike. This is an original.
Evil.
The week before that Christmas party...
I thought I was going to get a Chiku out of this.
No. I can't do it. I'm not psychologically strong enough to go back there.
Right. I wasn't asking you to, Mike. No. I mean, Tom, sorry.
I just can't do it. I'm sorry. I wish I could. I'm not...
Get a new guinea pig.
But there was the week before.
Dudio. We get got Dudio all these, in
no,
here.
He won't do it. The week before, these cans came, and then Mike drank it. And he's just like, yeah, this is nothing. And then the next day, he had like a business, he had like a meeting.
Yeah,
and he took the train into the thing and thought he was worried he was going to throw up on the train.
I was looking for spots where I could most discreetly throw up.
Yeah, because this garbage, this is how this garbage hits you. Did you ever drink this stuff? No, good.
I got out of drinking around when Zima was in.
Sure. So Zima was your...
This is next level.
Okay. So it's like when I stopped watching basketball.
Yeah, okay. It's like, so it's time to...
Around 1994. Yeah, 1993.
So you're saying... Zima was the inciting thing to get you away from alcohol.
Yeah.
For you, Pete Maravich's loose socks drove you away.
Yeah.
But then this stuff, you drink it. The thing is, it's got all caffeine, and you think you're like Superman. Because you're drinking coffee and alcohol at the same time. And then all of a sudden, the problem is the caffeine wears off, and you don't know how drunk you are because it's all caffeine. And suddenly the caffeine goes away, and then you're like, oh, no.
So this is like a speedball, what we used to call.
Yes.
I guess it's a poor
man's
speedball. It's a watermelon speedball.
It's a watermelon speedball.
That I can relate.
So, well, thank you for that, Judy. It's very sweet of you.
You're so welcome,
I appreciate
Tom.
It.
You're so welcome.
You just put it on the shelf.
I only saved that for five or 6 years.
I'm going to keep it in the refrigerator. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to put a thing on it that says, in case of emergency, break open. And if a show goes, I promise you, if a show truly goes off the rails, like where I don't even know what to do, where I'm like, all right, this one's not even funny. It's not even bad in a funny way.
Just
I'm going to say to Mike,
pop a funnel.
Mike, it's loco
in someone's
time. I'm going to say it's loco time. Now that's built in.
Engage.
Remember that, Mike? Yeah. Whenever I say, if I say Mike, it's loco time. We need to do it like two keys going in at the same time that both get, you know, just like with the nuclear football. You can't just leave that in one person's hands.
That stuff sounds...
Don't you know I'm loco?
No, that's not enough. Get out, Mike. Hey, Mike, read this. You're gonna have to perform this in a little
maybe
bit.
Maybe it's time
read.
To hit the... Oh, that's not a,
did
that's
he
not,
just hit that
yeah,
moment?
That's not a valley.
No. It's loco. Okay, loco time. Remember that, Mike. It's loco time. So what does 2016 hold for you, Neil Haggerty, rock legend?
Well, maybe we can get Toth, get him to come out on the road with me, man.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. If you got any pull in Lexington...
I'll see what I can do. I clearly don't have any pull in Kentucky because Ken Katkin out there is a Kentucky colonel. He might be the one you want to talk
now,
to.
Yeah, see, that's the thing, right? I was telling a friend of mine about this. He's just not aware of this. It's sort of like you're a state, like elder, right? And you're awarded this,
I guess
this title,
so,
right?
Right?
It's
think
a real
that's
thing.
What it must be.
Yeah, like Calipari.
Yes.
Right.
like the cult of basketball, college basketball coaches, right?
Yeah, they're in it. They're on the board.
Is Rick Pitino a colonel?
Oh, I'm sure.
So they got to call him Colonel Pitino?
Yeah. You have to call him Colonel Pitino.
Or Adolph Rupp is another guy on the Ouija board.
Yeah. You know, that's the great thing about pro basketball in my mind. It's a players' league.
Yeah.
These coaches are all on the hot seat, right?
Yeah.
Don't get too comfortable. You're not the boss here. It's a players' league. Who's your favorite player right now in the NBA, Neil?
Right now? Oh, it's hard to say, but probably Westbrook, you know.
Yeah, that's what I thought I was going to say. I could peg you as a Westbrook guy.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I know about basketball.
You know what you should do? Watch Russell Westbrook, Judy Rosen.
Yes, I'm listening.
NewYork.com. JudyRosenNY.com.
Oh.
This dude, wait till you see this guy.
Tell me.
He is like, because this is what it'd be like.
You know, is he a coach or a player?
He's a player. I don't care about coaches.
Coaches don't have names.
Oklahoma City Thunder. They used to be the Seattle Sonics.
Have you seen the Sonic ads with Kevin Durant?
New team?
Well, they were.
They were the Seattle Supersonics.
That's a poke in the eye. I never thought about that. They're really thumbing their nose at the Seattle.
Yeah, they're really teasing the people of the good people of Seattle.
If you ever want to get somebody in Seattle mad, you just say something about the Thunder, and they're just like, "Hey, hate the Thunder so much," because Kevin Durant played there 1 year. He was on the Sonics for 1 year.
Kevin Durant, I know that.
Yeah,
guy.
Yeah. Well, he's the other guy on the team, and he's maybe better than Kevin Durant, right? Right.
Oh wait, I know something about basketball. New guy that's going to be on the Knicks. That's like 70.
He's already
old.
On.
Kristaps Porzingis.
Porzingis.
Yeah. What's
King Zingas?
They were just kind of like Bazingas.
They were calling him the Zinger.
Yeah, so King Zing,
which I think is a terrible name.
He's Judy. He's like a new Dirk Nowitzki.
Yes, that's what I heard.
Yeah. Yes,
but better because he has better ball control.
Yeah, and he's from Latvia,
and he's taller. He's 7'3".
Ball control.
He's 7'3". Well, you did. You got that in.
And you can play perimeter. Get the blocks, the rebounds.
When you did that Jeter ad?
Yeah.
So did you do that as a...
They asked me to do it.
As a New York...
I was around and they were just like, oh, we're a fan of yours. Will you be in here? And I was like, yeah, sure, I'll do it.
Yeah, you did the...
Easiest thing I ever did in the world.
Yeah.
I do this. This is like a living nightmare that hemorrhages money, this show, and I work hundreds of hours on this thing. That thing, I show up, I tip a baseball cap for 4 minutes, and I get paid.
Right,
it all balances out in the universe, right?
I'm older than you, right?
That's how everything works.
You know, Tom, you mentioned my Instagram earlier. You know, I like to get a lot of, there are a lot of funny license plates up here in the Tri-State area.
Uh-huh.
And I saw one today.
You're teeing it up as if you're doing like an Abbott and Costello routine. Like, boy, there sure are a lot of funny license plates. Anybody notice there's a lot of funny license plates these days?
Well, I saw this one. I thought of you because of the doffing of the cap for the captain.
Yeah,
respect. But it was just said Yank Dad.
Yank,
and I was like, that has a different kind of. You might want to think that one through a little longer.
I think if you put that on your thing, it would mean like. The guys from the Yankees. If you, Judy, if you put that on your filthy Instagram, but if you put some filthy thing like that, it would have a different meaning.
I would
softcore porno Instagram account.
Tom, I don't know.
Is the name? What is your name on Instagram?
Can I say it on air?
Sure.
It's Lil Boner 69.
I wanted you to have to own it for a second.
Oh, I own it.
That's what you chose.
I own it. I proudly. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm going to get it. Hey, Mike. Did you look at that paper? Do you know who Gary the Squirrel is? Do you know who Gary the Squirrel
is? Never heard of him.
No, never. I guess. I think I might need to clear the room on this one if you don't mind. This one,
no.
Mike needs to be in that. Well, you can be in the corner. How about that? How about that?
Thank you, Tom.
This is Gary. This one. Mike!
Yeah.
Mike! Mike!
Yeah.
Nice one. You clod.
Sorry.
Okay.
right.
Welcome to the Christmas show. Christmas show. You might want to come over here and actually look at the words on this, on the screen. The song.
I've got the lyrics.
Let me see. Got a handwritten out here. Like a ransom note. So I'll do the high part, you do the low part.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Let's set the mood. Ready? It's a blustery Christmas Eve! Blustery Christmas Eve. Wait, no, the song's not playing. Hold on. Mark Courtney song's still not playing on Christmas Eve. It's a blustery Christmas Eve. Hey, tell Fred he could come in here. Fred!
Yeah.
Hey, Fred!
Yeah.
Fred, come here.
Fred! Fred! Get in here. Whoa. You can watch. Don't get too comfortable.
All right.
You're watching. Terry D can come in too. Terry!
Terry!
Who else wants to watch the song? You want to see the song?
What song?
You'll see. You just watch.
Okay, can I
oh, God.
It's a cookie extravaganza out there.
Okay.
You're good.
Okay. It's a blustery Christmas Eve. The wind is blowing. Put the headphones on, stupid. You hear the wind?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, at the door, the doorbell rings.
Hello, AP Mike residence.
Are you the new butler?
It's been a long time since I've been the new anything.
I'm Gary the Squirrel. I live down the road. I heard some screams and wanted to make sure everything was all right in here.
Everything's fine in here. Just watching some Herzog in front of a crackling fire.
Well, I'm pleased to meet you. You're the one that sings, right?
Right or wrong, I sing either way. So what do you want? I'm trying to watch Grizzly Man.
Well, fine. I just wanted to wish you good holiday tidings.
Fair enough. So do you do any singing?
Oh, yeah. I'm in a power pop band. Gary and the Heartthrobs.
Sounds great. You ever listen to any of the older fellers?
Oh, yeah, like John Lennon. And when then that other one with the Kurt Vile. All sorts of stuff. Hey, look at this piece of sheet music. It's Little Drummer Boy.
Yeah, this is one of my favorites.
Should we have a go at it?
What do I have to lose?
Now remember, you do Bing Crosby part, I'm doing David Bowie. Now you do. I'm the born king to see. Hey, stupid, do it. It's not over. Bounce you. They told me.
Ba-ra-ba-bum-bum.
I'm the born king to see.
Ba-ra-ba-bum-bum.
Gifts we bring, poor rumpa pump. Get rid of this bucket, seriously.
I've got the regular.
That's why I told you to come over and look at the screen. You dunce. You're ruining my classic Christmas moment.
You want me to come over?
Yeah, get over here. Oh, boy. Oh, God. Let's do it. Boy, you're taking your time, huh? Take the slow boat to the other side of the table. I'll bounce your ass, put Fred from Honolulu in here. Oh, here we go. Or Mary Hooley.
Yeah, you want them?
No. It's just a threat. Okay, now, when it's on the top, I'll be the top, you'll be the bottom.
Okay.
Pay attention. Don't mess it up. Pop you in the nose. Cop, they told me. Ba-rum-pa-pum-pum. A newborn came to see.
Ba-rum-pa-pum-pum.
The finest gift we bring.
Ba-rum-pa-pum-pum. Rum-pa-pum-pum. Rum-pa-pum-pum. They told me,
pa-rum-pa-pum-pum,
born king to see, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum,
see the day
gifts we bring, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum,
see the day
before that day,
pa-rum-pa-pum-pum,
pa-rum-pa-pum-pum,
peace again, peace on earth,
to honor him.
Can it be
when we come?
Every job must be made well.
Every child must be made to care.
Care enough for his fellow man
to give all the love that he can.
Him. Seriously, what is wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
Oh my God. I thought I was killing it.
Yeah, you're killing it. You're killing it. You're killing this song. You're killing Christmas. All right, pick it back up. I pray my wish will come
baby,
true.
Pa-rum-pa-pum-pum.
Child.
I stood beside him there, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. I played my drum for him, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. I played my best for him, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. Rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum.
He says,
smile at me, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum.
Can it be?
My drum.
Can it be?
Wow.
A Christmas classic! Ruined! Good, we did it, Mike!
Yeah, we got through it.
Yeah, we got through it. Oh, God. My next guest. You know him. That's a dude who doesn't stop talking about Honolulu. It's Fred from Honolulu.
How's it going, Gary?
What's up?
Nothing much, man. How you living?
Doing all right, doing all right. Squirrel life! Squirrel it's that squirrel life.
It is.
It's all I've ever known. Squirrel life. Squirrel life! I'm on the squirrel life! Hey, Mike!
Yeah.
You're going to see Hateful Eight.
Yeah, I will see it, yes.
Very good, very good. Will you see it in 70 millimeter?
If there's one nearby.
Then I guess you won't be seeing it. Yeah, like they're going to bring it to Bayonne. The guy in the trunk is going to show. Yeah, this is 70 millimeter from the trunk. Hey, Philippe, what else you want?
You got a 50-inch screen.
Hey, Mike.
70 millimeter.
Happy holidays,
Thank
Mike.
You. Thank you, Gary.
You're the best.
Yeah, it was fun.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I was going to say, like...
Derek D!
Whoa! Oh, yes.
What's up?
Merry Christmas.
What's
Gary
up?
Gary the Squirrel, my favorite.
Peace on earth.
Oh, singing.
Can it be? My rich baritone.
It's
ruined by that clown. Right, Fred? Hey, Fred!
What's up, Gary?
What's the area code?
Of what?
Honolulu!
808.
808 life! Get used to it! We're here! No more howlies! Well, what's going on these days?
Hey, Gary, can you do a quick rendition of Nights on Broadway real quick?
Whoa!
I wish I could. So, Fred, what are you doing for Christmas?
I'm spending it by myself, so.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm not going home, so I'm just going to probably. Whoa. I've never watched The Sopranos, so.
You're going to hang out with friends?
Huh?
What about your friends?
I don't want to bother my friends.
I'll stop it.
That's not cool.
Let's figure something out.
No,
me
like.
And you. That's me, you, and Mike.
That's how I get my TV homework done. Like, one time, I watched the entire Wire during Christmas.
Boy, that's a cheerful Christmas.
Wow.
So you're going to watch The Sopranos all day by yourself?
Yeah, probably, like, during
ho,
the evening.
Ho, ho, ho. Derek D, what up?
Hello.
What up?
Yeah.
Squirrel life.
Love it.
It's that squirrel life. It's all I've ever known. Squirrel life. So I'm on that squirrel life.
You know what?
How
Gary?
Bad did Mike suck on that song? He sucked.
He was good.
Hey, Mike.
It was beautiful.
Mike.
I like that.
Bring in another guest.
I was going to say, we're making we're making cookies. The funny thing is, like, every year I
come in. Bring in Mary. Mary!
Mary.
Or
who else?
It could be Megan, or it could be Judy, or it could
they
be...
They could all come in.
Or,
the ladies love Gary the Squirrel!
Yeah.
Bring in the ladies!
Ladies, any ladies want to come in?
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
The lady.
Ladies, any
ladies. Right, Fred?
That is.
I'm on that squirrel life.
Can you imagine him yelling that from a van?
I know. Hey, ladies.
Hey,
ladies. His parole officer. Hey, what's this stuff? What is this? What is this?
Oh, that's where it is.
What is this?
That's how this starts.
Go, 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 go. No!
No,
go,
Gary,
go,
don't do
go.
It!
Go.
Oh, God. Well, the reason why, I mean, I wasn't saying ladies per se.
I don't feel good. Oh, no!
Gary,
you're on
Gary. The whole thing.
Are you okay?
You can't drink.
Gary.
You can't drink that whole thing.
It's a bunch of
beer. It's the same size as you.
It's still open. It's still sealed. I didn't drink
it's
that junk.
Sealed.
It's still sealed.
It's still sealed. It's still sealed.
It was like you were huffing the fumes of the Four Loko.
Yeah, sure.
Oh.
I'm huffing the fumes of the Four Loko.
Gary, be careful.
Fred is gonna watch The Sopranos all by himself on Christmas. Look behind you, Fred.
What is that?
What is it?
I'm just joking.
It's Goodfellas. I brought that in.
Nice.
My heroes.
They're your heroes?
Yeah.
Which one's aspirational, Gary?
It's autographed.
All three of them. Come on. Get in here. Pick some up for your mother. Come on. Get started in the sauce. I'm not wearing my lucky hat.
Do you know Billy Batts?
Yeah, you just got bit. Hey, Billy Batts.
Yeah.
I just got out. You're being fresh. We're being fresh. Hey, you feel strong, huh? You feel strong.
That actor has one of the, best like merchandise sites. He has a bobblehead that just says stuff from Goodfellas. He has a movie called A Tale of Two Pizzas, which is like Romeo and Juliet, but with two pizza joints. Like one has the perfect crust and the other has the perfect sauce, and they have to find a way to. I don't know.
Why am I talking about this? Hey, Fred!
Yeah, what's up, man?
Get my shine box! Get your shine box! Not mine! What if we do it on Christmas? Me and you get a shine box!
You get a shine box? Or are we gonna, pretend to shine people's shoes and then rob them or something? Or like...
Yeah, and then we stab them!
Oh, that's, I like that.
Like, we'll play Atlantis.
That's...
We'll stab them!
Oh my god.
Okay. Get out, your mother! Your mother! Right? Stop them! Beat him! Main Street.
I was
throw
trying
a bomb in a mailbox.
Wow! I was just trying to say that we were making Christmas cookies out here,
yeah.
Right?
Yep.
With lots of nuts on them, Gary.
Really?
But the irony of it is,
yes,
a majority. If I would not say, yeah, like, yeah.
If you would not say.
If I would not say. But the people here
thank
are
you.
of our the chosen faith.
Yeah.
So we made Super Hanukkah cookies.
As am I.
As are you, exactly.
Baruch Atoy. Hey, that's as far as I got. I didn't get past that. Admittedly, I got a little bored. I went up to Baruch Atoy. And then... Didn't get past.
Gary's yeah. Jewish. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And,
I feel so much closer to you now, Gary. We're both from the
chosen people.
Gary, did you do your trip to Israel?
Chosen squirrels.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Look at the mezuzah outside the studio.
I kissed it on the way in.
I put it up. Julie Klauser gave us that mezuzah.
Oh.
Hey, Fred.
What's up, man?
Honolulu. Why'd you move? I still don't get it.
I'll tell you off air.
Okay? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's on the run.
What's up?
You're on the run.
Kind of, yeah.
808 life.
I will never wear that hat again.
It's the area code.
Gary, did you know Tom heckled me? On the west side, just yelling at me for wearing that hat.
West side.
It's the only time I'll ever snitch, Gary.
You know what happens to snitches?
What happens to snitches, right. Gary?
They get acorns! Snitches get acorns!
Gary, is that like a flask? Is that not?
No, it's an acorn.
It's an acorn. Okay.
You nincompoop. What's it look like? This is what I'm going to do to your head if you snitch. That's going to be your noggin. That'll be your noggin.
Who's
going
to make a gift of that?
I know, it's way too
gift
cool.
Me! Right? Hey, Mike. How many cores did you have tonight? A few. I'm like Creed. I'm getting in shape for the big fight.
I can watch this all day.
Yeah, no. All right. What else is left to do? Who else is out there?
Gary's got skills.
What?
Can you do one more punching bag?
And that's Mike's head?
It's going to be Fred's head.
Oh, no, Fred's head.
If they don't watch it.
No.
He snitches. Like he snitched in Honolulu.
Gary, when I saw you in Philly, you were so, I don't know how to say it. You're not a puppet, but it was so accurate the way you moved. It did not look like a puppet.
Like what moves?
When you were dancing?
Gary's
it was.
It which made one? Me, this one?
What was it?
I didn't do the elevator. I said, freeze. Hit the floor. Go down. Heading up. Top floor.
Gary, do you do that in the mirror? Like, how many hours did you spend?
It's all natural, bro. Either you got it or you don't. Sorry, Fred.
I don't got it, Gary.
No, you got it. You got it. What did Fred do? What are you doing next year?
Next year?
What are you working on?
I you guys were talking about it earlier, but I did a bit where I almost spoiled Star Wars during the Terry Withers mysteries. Half the room was very angry and the other half was very happy. But that was the last thing I did on stage.
That's great. That's just really bringing that holiday spirit to life. Ruining Star Wars.
It wasn't ruined at all. It wasn't
spoiled.
And
then you're going to watch The Sopranos by yourself.
Yeah. That's what I deserve, Gary. We get what we deserve. It's not what we want.
We do. Our friend, you're out. Go. Beep, get out.
Bye, Gary.
Bye. Fred from Honolulu.
Yeah. Hi, Gary.
Bye. Hi, Gary. I love you, too. Yeah, not really. In the show business sense. Mary Houlihan.
Gary.
Gary.
Hi. Mary was like helping a lot making the cookies.
Cartoon Monsoon!
Yeah!
When's the next show?
January 30th at the Annoyance Theater.
Nick Faitel!
Nick Faitel!
Who else is out there?
Who else is
out there? I'm gonna leave!
What?
Wait! No!
Gary the Squirrel.
No, stay a while.
No, I want to go.
Oh.
It's Pat Ben.
Yeah.
What up?
What's up, Gary?
What are you doing out there? Smoking that Enzo.
Smoking Salvia.
Salvia?
Yeah. It's being passed around.
Oh, no. Citizen's arrest.
You seem like you would like salvia, though.
Clean living!
You what? Like robbing and stabbing, but
no, my
no
character does.
Oh.
It's a character.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Are you a straight-edge squirrel, Gary?
You heard my record, right?
That's true. Yeah.
Squirrel in the pit.
Mm-hmm.
Squirrel in the pit. Yeah.
They used to give you those X's at hardcore shows? Or would you put them on and then go to the shows?
I put them on my acorn.
Aww.
So what's up? What are you doing for Christmas?
I am based in Jersey, so I'm going, doing the rounds, North Jersey, family houses
nice,
and stuff.
Nice, nice. Yeah. Very mm-hmm. nice, very nice.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm living in New Jersey, too.
Oh, really? Where?
Highland Park.
Hmm?
Highland Park.
Oh, Highland Park. I thought you were going to say Nutley.
Oh.
I don't get it.
All right, Mary, that was perfect.
Hey, Dudio! Dudio!
Right? Nutley.
Hey, Dudio.
Dudio.
Get in here. What up, Dudio?
Hi, Gary. How are you?
Oh, boy. I think the guy who built the studio knows something about mic placement.
I'm standing. I'm standing up.
This is what it sounds like.
Hi, Gary. How are you?
I wasn't that quiet.
No, I wasn't quiet at all.
Okay.
It was like you were in my head. Hi, Gary. What are you doing for Christmas, Doria?
I am going to North Carolina.
Ah. Yeah. Fancy. Be fun.
Down in Asheville, in that area.
Ooh, yeah. Very hip.
Asheville's amazing.
Very hip. Very hip. Very hip. Okay.
Good burritos, yeah.
Really, yeah, great burritos. Just what you go to North Carolina for.
Yeah, it's what it's known for.
Burritos. You also might want to go to Boston and try their chimichangas. Get it? You don't even get it.
I don't get it.
Oh, no.
No, I'm sorry, Gary.
Mike is rubbing off on you. I thought you were one of the good ones.
I am one of the good ones.
All right. I'm going to beat feet. I'm going to send a holiday wish to everybody. I hope you all have a decent Christmas. It's like David Bowie on the band, the Do They Know It's Christmas. Hello. This is Gary the Squirrel. I wish you all have a decent Christmas. Be nice to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Terry T. Right?
Yeah. We have lots of cookies, too.
Yeah. That's not a part of the Christmas wish, but here's my Christmas wish.
Peace on earth.
Be nice to each other. Yeah. We have a lot of cookies.
We made them during the show.
Have a decent Christmas. Oh, Merry Christmas. Gary the Squirrel. Out!
Oh, he's ran off.
Gone.
Good heavens.
The speed.
Wow. The speed, yeah, with which he burst from the room. He's out there eating cookies.
Yeah.
Now. He's shoving them in his mouth. So, what should we do here? It's already 12:30.
Yeah.
Show's been going on a while. Well, we started 15 minutes late.
Right.
So we're... Why don't we pull... Why don't we just put the... We'll keep going for a little bit longer, but we'll put the rest just up on the on Friday. How about
so
that?
So from this point on...
It'll be a Yuletide half hour of power.
Yuletide, but do we kill the stream?
We'll kill the stream. I'll say... Yes, we'll say happy holidays to everybody. And then we will pick the thing up, and this will air on Christmas Day.
This will air on Christmas Day. Half hour so this will be... Yeah.
Oh. How about that?
How special is that?
I know, right?
Can That's great. It?
Isn't that cool?
I love that.
We should do that more often.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So I will say to everybody, thank you for a year of listening to the show. And the show, it's one we're 1 year in. It's been great.
1 year anniversary.
Building it up. We're building it up after a year. And it's not an easy year for a lot of different reasons. But you know what? Everybody can look. And I know a lot of people have had bad years, but we're all still on our feet. So let's all stay on our feet going into 2016, and then we'll have a better year next year. And we'll all be together for next year. How about that?
Yeah.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what we'll
do.
So we're going to say goodnight, and we'll pick the stream up. We'll pick this up on, you hear the rest of it on Friday. And I will play on the way out. I'm going to just play another thing from Martin Courtney's album. I'll play...
it's such a good record.
Yeah. What song do you like, Dudio?
Oh, let's see.
Awake? Fart? Yeah. I can't remember. Awake is good. It's Awake's funny, I yawn as I say awake.
Yeah.
Here we go. Martin Courtney. Talk to you all next year. Yeah. Call in, though, for the half-hour power now. 201-332-3484.
And also, let us know on Twitter, at Best Show for Life, what were your favorite bits from 2015, because next week's show is going to be a collection of those bits.
Absolutely.
Is there a hashtag for that?
You can use Best Show 2015.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody.